said that what measures the heart of a champion is not how the champion wins, but how the champion picks himself up after being knocked down. For the Good Hope Raiders, they've been knocked down 5 times by the Aggies from Hamilton. This will make the 6th meeting between Good Hope and Hamilton. The Raiders are yet to defeat the Aggies, but this is a new night. This is the new year, and this is Friday Night Live. Hello again, everybody. Tommy Warhurst from Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School in Hamilton, Alabama, for Live 95's Friday Night Live. And we've got a dandy for you tonight, a big 4A Region 6 battle featuring the Good Hope Raiders at 1-1 and the Hamilton Aggies who come in at 1-2. I mentioned in the opening that Good Hope is 0-5 against Hamilton. Not only is it an 0-5, but they're giving up 44 points per game average to Hamilton in those 5 losses. So if the Raiders are going to do something different tonight, one, they've got to stop the Aggies, and number two, they're going to have to put some points on the board. For more on tonight's contest, I welcome in my cohort, Dylan Deamer. Dylan, the Raiders have got a challenge in front of them tonight.
Absolutely right, Tommy. Yes, 0-5 all time against the Hamilton Aggies. Good Hope really has struggled with this team. Last year, they had a pretty good matchup, but the Raiders fell flat on their face in that one, ended up losing. The narrative tonight is kind of revenge. I think they want to get back after that last year torment. You know, the Raiders last year, 0-10. That's right, 0-10 and 0-6 in regional play, had their most losses in school history. But things have kind of turned. They've turned the page this season under Alan Scott. Last time they shut out a team was Scott's former team, Vinemont, 41-0 2 weeks ago at Eagle Stadium. He's in his third year at his alma mater. He's 4-18 as a head coach, and I think he's got the momentum tonight to win and turn the tide on this Hamilton team. Hopefully go 1-5 against Hamilton tonight, but I think this is a new energized Good Hope team. But for Hamilton, it comes at no easy cost, as Hamilton last season 5-5, 2-4 regional play. They're right now 6th place in region 4A region 6 play in their 12th season under head coach Rodney Stidham. Fun fact, the last state record for Hamilton was against Fayette County, who played Good Hope last week and beat Good Hope. They had the state record for most points scored in a high school game victory in 1925, 125-0.
How nice would it be if we were to see about 125 points on the board tonight?
That'd be crazy.
The Good Hope Raiders come in averaging 31.5 points per game, only giving up 17.5. They're 1-1. The Hamilton Aggies come into tonight only scoring 18 points per game and giving up 22. It is going to be a dandy for a Region 6, not only for revenge, as Dylan mentioned, but for a stake in a lead in 4A Region 6. When we come back, Dylan will visit with head coach Alan Scott, and we'll have more of our pregame show. When we continue, you're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
We'll This is Dylan Diemert here for Friday Night Live. I'm here with Coach Alan Scott of the Good Hope Raiders. Coach, last week your team had a tough loss to Fayette County. Looking forward, what can your team do differently from last week and bring into this game tonight?
Well, I think some of the positive things that we saw last week were the fact that we were able to play with a team that's ranked in the top 10. I believe our guys figured out that they can play football this year, and so that was good. We came out and gave them a pretty good shot, but at the same time, we had too many mental errors. We turned the ball over in the second half, costly penalties, and then on defense, you know, not doing our assignment, playing assignment football. So definitely a lot of things that we can shore up, but overall, I love the effort.
Your school is 0-5 all-time against Hamilton, including a grueling loss last year. These are two teams that have no love for each other at all. What will be the narrative for tonight?
Well, it's really about us. We come in here right now trying to still kind of find our identity. We had a good showing against Susan Moore and Vinemont, and then you know, last week, kind of seeing how we bounced back. On the other hand, Hamilton had a couple of tough losses to start the year, really close ball games. We're able to come out on top last week against Haleville, so you know, they've won a close ball game. So now at this point, it's I guess that if you had a narrative, it's really for us to find ourselves and for them see if they can maintain what they've got going.
And who should we look for to be some impact players tonight, both on offense and defense?
On the offensive side, we'll start with a quarterback. Bailey Quick has played really well for us this year. Matthew Dixon at running back has run the ball well. And Matt Hancock as well, receiving Preston Bagwell. Our offensive line have done a good job getting after things. On the defensive side of the ball, Kyle Carlton, number 9, is probably our leading tackler, along with Riley Kilpatrick and Dylan McDonald. And basically, we just got to get after the football tonight and give them everything we got.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
I appreciate it.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School. And here's a look at tonight's starting lineup on offense. First, for the Aggies from Hamilton. At running back, a 5'6", 140-pound senior, number 3, Tristan Stewart. At wide receiver, a 5'8", 160-pound junior, number 4, Matthew Gann. At quarterback, a 5'11", 155-pound senior, number 9, Cole Reed. At running back, 6'1", 140 pounds, and a senior, number 12, Conley Ellis. At wide receiver, 6'4", 150 pounds, and a senior, number 23, Tyler Holcomb.
On the offensive line, 6 foot, 225 pounds and a sophomore, number 55, Christian Loving. On the offensive line, 5'10", 210 pounds and a sophomore, number 60, Christopher Norris. On the offensive line, 5'9", 220 and a sophomore, number 68, Caden Cooper. On the offensive line, 5'10", 150 pounds and a junior, number 71, Matthew Jones. And also on the offensive line for the Aggies, 5'10", 210 pounds and a junior, number 74, Michael Gooden. The Aggies are coached by Rodney Stidham. They come into tonight's game 1-2. Now for the Good Hope Raiders, coached by Alan Scott, coming in 1-1 on the offensive line. At 6'1", 289 pounds and a senior, number 77, Tucker Pittman. On the offensive line, a 5'10", 225-pound sophomore, number 63, Trevor Pace. On the offensive line, a 5'8", 185-pound junior, number 58, Jackson Hancock. Also on the offensive line, a 6'3", 297-pound junior, number 56, Peyton Hill. At running back, a 5'10", 192-pound junior, number 44, Matt Dixon. At running back, a 6 foot, 238-pound freshman, number 24, Colton Bagwell. At tight end, a 5'11", 152-pound senior, number 7, Mason Moniz. At wide receiver, a 5'8", 145-pound junior, number 3, Preston Bagwell. At running back, a 6 foot, 185-pound junior, number 1, Matt Hancock. At the quarterback for the Good Hope Raiders, a 5'10", 155-pound junior, number 2, Bailey Quick. And we welcome to the broadcast booth, Brother Dan. My brother Daniel Warhurst, welcome to the broadcast booth, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas.
Down on the sidelines, Dylan Dermott is on the sideline. Dylan, the Raiders have taken the field. What's the atmosphere on the sideline?
Obviously, really pumped up down here. They're ready to go. This team is fired up and ready to get out here and avenge last year and avenge history.
The home Hamilton Aggies are dressed in their crimson jerseys, white numerals, crimson pants, white socks. They have crimson helmets with white face masks, and it says Aggies on the side. The Raiders, dressed in their visiting white jerseys, red numerals, white pants, white hats with feathers with red tips on the side. And we're just about set to get this one underway.
The captains for the Good Hope Raiders, number 7, Mason Moniz, number 9, Kyle Carlton, number 14, Will Dickerson, and number 77, Tucker Putman. And the captains for the Hamilton Aggies, number 4, Matthew Gann, number 27, Landon Chandler, and number 78, David McDaniel. It looks like the Aggies will receive the opening kickoff.
So back to receive for Hamilton will stand the senior, Cole Reed. He's standing at his own 10-yard line. The junior, Cameron Twilley, set to kick it off for Good Hope. We're just about underway. Glad you're with us on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Twilley, a wobbly kick fielded at the 35-yard line. Now runs back to the 40. At to the 42 is Ryan Smister, and he gets out to about the 47-yard line. So the Aggies are going to have good field position, Dylan, out to their own 47.
Yeah, that's right, Tommy. They picked up pretty good, fielded it right in front of me here, right at the 35, and had a pretty good game there, so they'll start out with some positive yards.
So Cole Reed will lead the Aggies out. He'll command the offense for Coach Stidham's Hamilton Aggies. Good Hope will start out with a four-man front, three backers, and four defensive backs. The Aggies will send trips to the near side as they work left to right as you listen here. One receiver to the far side. Reed's going to keep it around the left corner, and he gets across midfield and into Good Hope territory about the 49-yard line. Stop made over there by number 15, Isaiah Green.
Yeah, it looks like, Tommy, they tried to stretch the field out and then just see what they could get on the short side around the quarterback keeper, and a pretty good gain on first down.
Play. Both positions, he's got listed as a wide receiver here, but he's also the quarterback for this team. And I think we'll look to see him keep the ball a lot more tonight.
Second down and 6 for the Aggies now from the Good Hope 49. Hand off on the inside. That's Tristan Stewart. Stewart's hit right at the line of scrimmage. A good stop that time by number 44, Matt Dixon for Good Hope.
Just a single back set. They ran a lead draw right there up the middle, and Good Hope was there.
So the play fails to gain, they'll call it third down and six. It looked like they gave him a yard, but on the scoreboard, they'll say, now they do, third down and five. They're a little bit behind, or behind me. I try to be too quick sometimes. Third down and five for the Aggies now from the Raider 47-yard line. Two receivers split to either side. One back beside Reed in the backfield. Reed from the shotgun wants to throw. Fires complete for the first down and more. Up to the Raider 37-yard line is Conley Ellis.
Yeah, two receivers split to either side. They needed 5 yards, and he ran a 7-yard curl, came back to the ball. Good play for the Aggies.
So that's going to give Hamilton first and 10 now from the Good Hope 37-yard line. No score, just underway between Hamilton and Good Hope. Glad you're with us. Tommy, Daniel, and Dylan on Friday Night Live on Live 95. From the shotgun now, Reed's going to roll to the far side. He's pressured in the backfield, and he's going to be knocked down. Matt Hancock had a hand on him along with Isaiah Green, but there's a penalty flag back at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like they were going to try to run the option over there, and then the man came up and took the pitch man out, so the quarterback had nowhere to go. And the defensive end got off of his block and pulled him down.
Yeah, this penalty is going to go on the offense here. It's going to send him back about 5 or 10. Did not catch that right away, but it's going to be holding.
Yep.
So holding the call against the Aggies. It'll back them up back into their own territory. They'll spot the football down at the Aggie 49-yard line. Hamilton works left to right as you listen here in the first quarter. No score. Reed will have twins to the far side with a wing that way. One receiver to the near side, and the guard got a little bit of a head start there.
Yeah, he started leaning back just a little bit and couldn't stop himself, so they'll back him up 5 more.
Yeah, penalties really affecting this offense here. As that's the second straight penalty there. Send him back 5 more.
So after a couple of good positive plays for the Aggies, now they've gone backwards a couple of plays. It's going to still be first down, but they're going to call it first down and 23. The ball is now back on the Aggie 44-yard line. No score, 9 minutes, 50 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. No score between Hamilton and Good Hope. 4A Region 6 action, two receivers to either side. The handoff goes to Tristan Stewart, the running back. He gets across midfield into Raider territory to the 45, but he's still going to be way shy of what's needed for the first down.
They split everybody out wide, made you think they're going to throw, ran a little draw play, and he got about 10 or 11 yards right there. But, like you said, still second down and about 20, looks like about 20. Good play to catch him off guard.
They're going to call it second down and 17 now from the Raider 46-yard line. Two receivers to either side, one back. Beside Reed, Reed wants to throw. Good Hope pressures him out of the backfield. He turns a far corner, gets across the line of scrimmage, across the 40, and down to the Raider 35-yard line.
You know, this is what I thought the quarterback was going to go with. I said he would keep the ball a little bit more, and it looked like he was finding the opening and took it there. He's got the speed to do so. Look to see that a little bit more tonight.
Yes, they split everybody out wide. The quarterback kept it around the left end, got up the sideline, so now it brings up a third and manageable. Which third and 10 is manageable when it was first and 28.
So third down and 10 for Hamilton now. From the Raider, 36-yard line. Two receivers to either side. One back beside Reed. Reed wants to throw, fires across the middle. Incomplete. It hit the shoulder pads right in the chest of Alex Reed. Reed tried to use his chest to catch it instead of his hands.
Yeah, they ran a short draw, ran two guys deep, brought him underneath, and they had the blocking, but he let it get into his body and bounced off.
Everything was there. He just couldn't haul it in, so that could have been a big first down for the Aggies, but now they'll have to settle with fourth and a little bit.
Fourth down and 10 for the Aggies from the Raider 37-yard line. Tyler Holcomb will drop back in punt formation for Hamilton. Preston Bagwell back to receive the punt for Good Hope. He stands at his own 10-yard line. He's going to let this one sail out of bounds. They'll probably spot it, it looks like, right about the 13-yard line. So Good Hope will have it first and 10 from their own 13-yard line. Clock is stopped with 8:43 left in the opening quarter. We have no score between Good Hope and Hamilton.
Hamilton had a couple of good plays for positive yards, but a few penalties back-to-back put them behind the sticks, and they wasn't able to recover, so they'll go on defense. We'll see what Good Hope can do right here from about the 15-yard line.
You can't let the negative plays affect you on offense, and that's exactly what happened to Hamilton. So we'll see what Good Hope has cooking.
So on first and 10 from their own 13-yard line, Bailey Quick will have twins to the near side, one receiver to the far side, two backs. He'll operate from the shotgun. Tosses it back in the backfield to Matt Dixon, and Dixon gets out to maybe the 19-yard line before he's ridden down there by Alex Reed.
That was a simple toss sweep to the strong side, and they see what they could get. The linebacker read it well and come up and made the tackle. Not too much of a gain, maybe 1 or 2 yards.
Good Hope working from right to left here in the opening quarter as you listen. Glad you're with us on Friday Night Live here on Live 95, WRJM-LP Coleman. Second down and 8 for Good Hope from their own 17-yard line. Quick will have one receiver split to either side. He's in the shotgun with backs on either side of him and one behind him. From the shotgun, Quick fires, tipped, and incomplete. He was trying to get it on the near sideline to Preston Bagwell, but a good paw on the football that time by Ryan Schrimster.
He ran a 10-yard out, and he looked to be open, and the rover for the Aggies dropped back, jumped, and got a hand on it, knocked that ball down. If not, it would have been a completion for probably a first down and a few more yards. Good play by the defensive rover.
If he had a little more grip on it, it would have been a completion for the defense, but very close play there. Good Hope's lucky.
So third down and 8 for the Raiders now from their own 17-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Quick will operate from the shotgun. He'll have backs flanking him on either side. Now he wants to talk about it. He wants to come to the sideline and talk to Coach Scott. We'll take timeout with him. 7:52 left in the opening quarter. No score. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Back at Sargent Stadium. On third down and 8, a simple handoff right up the middle. And Dixon only gains about a yard, so that'll bring up fourth down now for the Raiders.
Good play by the Aggies. They stood tall, took the draw. The fullback went right off the tackle. And there were two defensive linemen and a linebacker by the time he got the ball. So good play by the Aggies.
Matt Dixon back in punt formation for Good Hope. Back to receive for the Aggies is number 9. That's the quarterback, running back, Cole Reed. Dixon's kick, a wobbly end-over-end kick, hits at the 49-yard line of the Aggies and now rolls to the 43, picked up by Reed there. Cutting back across the field, 45, tripped up right about the 45-yard line. A good stop made that time by the Raiders. That was number 19, Matt Swagger, getting his paw in there on him.
Not a very pretty punt, but it hit and bounced straight up. And Cole Reed come over and looked at it for a minute, decided to pick it up and try to head back to the other side of the field. And he gained maybe about 6 or 7 yards before one of the Raiders was able to trip him up.
Possession now behind Reed. Reed hands it off to the motion man coming to the near side of Schrimster, and oh my goodness, he is hammered. He took a whopping from Dylan McDonald right about the 45-yard line.
Wow, they got in the old wing T formation, tried to run an option to the short side of the field. He made a good pitch, and when the running back cut up, he met number 59, Dylan McDonald, with some authority. forearm tackle. His eyes were up. He put his head in his chest. He picked both legs up and drove him back into the ground.
I could feel that from right here.
Second down and 10 for the Aggies now. Two receivers to the near side. The wing is to the far side as they work left to right. Reed's going to keep it himself around the left side. Gets some good blocking. Turns the corner. Gets up to the 47-yard line.
That's about the third time they've ran the quarterback sweep to the wide side of the field. Had a couple of good blocks, but not like the last time they ran it. So obviously Good Hope has adjusted to that formation in the quarterback sweep. Brings up third and about seven.
Yeah, this quarterback very mobile here. Cole Reed for Hamilton, really mobile, and Good Hope starting to pick up on that and stop that.
Yeah.
5:43 left in the opening quarter. The officials take a heat timeout. We'll take one with them. 5:43 left in the opening quarter. No score between Hamilton and Good Hope. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Back at Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School, 3rd and 8 for the Aggies. They want to run some trickeration. They try to throw a reverse pass, and Reed ends up keeping it on a quarterback keeper, turns the near sideline, and it looks like he's going to have enough for the Aggie first down deeper into Good Hope territory about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they lined Reed up at a wide receiver on the far side, ran the short side receiver in motion. Quarterback took the snap, pitched it to the short side receiver, who then in turn pitched it to Reed, coming the opposite way. It had a receiver downfield, but he was covered good by the Good Hope Raiders, and he had to turn it up and run, but he got the first down.
So first and 10, Aggies now from the Raider 40-yard line. Two receivers to either side, one back beside Reed in the backfield. He gets the handoff. That's Shrimpster, and he gets down to the Raider 33-yard line.
Straight lead draw. Had the receiver split out to either side, ran the running back right up the middle, and that's a good gain on first down, about 7 yards. Spread them out and run up the middle.
So on second down and 4 now from the Raider 33-yard line. Hamilton has three receivers to the far side, one to the near side as they work left to right. New quarterback in there is Jathan Jackson. Jackson hands it off to Stewart, turning the near corner. And Stewart is knocked down there. A couple of Raiders in on the stop there. 14, Dickerson, and also Dixon on the stop for the Raiders.
Yeah, I think Cole Reed on that play where they ran the reverse and tried to pass, he ended up getting the first down, but he come up hobbling a little bit, and I believe he's gone over to the sidelines. That's why number one, Jathan Jackson, was in for the last play as quarterback.
Well, a little news from the sideline. Dylan McDonald shaking up after that big hit. He's coming back in for the Raiders to help out on defense.
So Jathan Jackson, the sophomore, stays in at quarterback for the Aggies now. He'll be in the shotgun. Stewart stands beside him, trips to the far side. One receiver to the near side. Pitches it. And Stewart slips down right about the 33, right about the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing, just a simple toss, and then he slipped down to the turf.
Yeah, it looks like he had room on the far side, but he tried to cut back inside and just slipped. Slipped on the grass. There's a little crown right there in the middle of the field. A lot bigger of a crown than on normal field. It kind of looks like a hump almost. I don't know if he got going too fast down that and slipped, but it sure looked like it.
Second down and 11 for the Aggies now from the Raider 27-yard line. Jackson fires incomplete on the near side, intended for Tyler Holcomb. Good coverage on the outside from the Raiders by Preston Bagwell.
Yeah, Holcomb ran about a two-yard slant, and the defensive back was right on him. The throw just wasn't on time, wasn't on the numbers, and he tried to go down and get it, and it skipped off the ground. Brings up about third and 11.
Well, you can definitely tell that the offense could feel the footsteps of the Good Hope Raiders right there. So good stop for Good Hope without even making contact.
Third and 11 for the Aggies now from the Raider 27-yard line. Two receivers to either side. One back beside Jackson. Handoff goes to Stewart, and he's hit hard. Hammered right at the line of scrimmage again. Matt Dixon already having a great ball game. He was in on that stop along with Riley Kilpatrick.
Stewart took the handoff on the left side, got about 2 yards, looked like he was in the open field. And Dixon come out of nowhere, form tackle, drove him back in the ground again.
Defense, defense, and more defense there for Good Hope. Good stop there.
So the Aggies appear to line up to kick a 44-yard field goal. Good Hope's going to play smart. They're going to set Preston Bagwell back in the very back of the end zone. 44-yard field goal attempt. The snap is good. The kick is up, and it falls short, and he's not going to be able to return it. Bagwell wanted to return it a la Auburn, Alabama, when the kick six from Chris Davis took it back 106 yards. Chandler, that one's for you. But you can't do that in high school football. So the Raiders will take over on their own 20.
Can't run it out in high school football. And also the ball goes over to the 20-yard line, not from the point of the kick. A little different rules for high school, college, and professional level.
No score. 2:32 left in the opening quarter between Good Hope and Hamilton here. 4A Region 6 battle from Sargent Stadium in Hamilton, Alabama. Glad you're with us on Friday Night Live. The Raiders' second possession now. First and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Straight up the middle, handoff. Good hard, straight ahead running from Matt Dixon. He's all the way out to the 26-yard line.
Good play by Good Hope Raiders. They're in a T formation. The quarterback's in a shotgun, got a back on both sides, and the fullback behind him. He ran a lead draw. Both backs went into the hole, blocked for him. He got all the way up about 6 or 7 yards on that play. Very good.
Did a very good job of staying on his feet there to pick up even more yardage. So,
yeah,
this back is a monster.
Second down and 4 for the Raiders now from their own 26-yard line. Bailey Quick hands it off to Dixon again. He drops it on the turf, picks it up, gets across the line of scrimmage, out to the 30, and he may be close to a Raider first down.
Yeah, he dropped a handoff from the quarterback, and that actually might have helped him a little bit because the Aggies had penetrated the line, gotten in the backfield, and when he dropped it, he had to abort the original play going up the middle and went around the outside, and yeah, he gained about 4 yards.
So it's second down and 10 now. The officials want to take a timeout to measure. They're going to make sure and check and see did he pick up the first down or they're having issues with the chains on the near sideline.
Hey, Dylan, Jay Fuller dropping in here for a second. I wanted to ask you a Nick Saban question. Since you're on the sideline tonight, do you have a better view of the game than we do, or do we have a better game than you do?
I would have to say that I've got the best view in the house tonight as I'm right here on the field.
If you caught the Nick Saban press conference last week,
yeah.
He was chewing them out for you. You guys got a better view than I do. All right, I'm going to get the headphones off, Tommy. Thanks for letting me borrow the headphones.
Well, in regards to Coach Saban, you know, don't ask me how the quarterback's doing.
He's going to be short by about the length of a gnat's eyelash for a first down. So they're going to call it second down and extremely short, maybe 3 inches, not even 3 inches.
Third.
They're going to call it third down. Sideline says 3, scoreboard says 2, and I can't remember what I had for breakfast. We'll go with the chains on the sideline. Third down and inches for Good Hope now. The ball just shy, and I mean barely shy, of the 30-yard line. Raiders working right to left. Receiver split to either side. Bailey Quick will be in the shotgun. He's flanked by backs on both sides and one directly behind him. Bailey on a quarterback keeper. He gets across the 30 down to, or actually up to about the 31-yard line. He'll have a Raider first down.
Out of the shotgun formation, the quarterback took it, didn't make no fakes, didn't do no hesitation. He went straight forward, and he got enough for the first down.
You know, I was expecting the quarterback just to go straight on this play, and he did exactly what I thought he did, and he's got a first down.
So it's going to be first and 10, Raiders now from their own 31-yard line, 1 minute 20 seconds left in the opening quarter. No score between Good Hope and Hamilton here from Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School on a great night for high school football. A little bit warm, but you expect it to be warm in late September. Trips to the near side for the Raiders. One receiver to the far side. Quick, wants to throw. Fires it out in the flat to Dixon, his running back. He runs over one Aggie, gets up to the 34-yard line. He put the wood right to Gunner Seahorn, and Dixon lowered his head and picked up right about 3 yards.
They thought they had the advantage. They had three receivers to the near side. They ran all go routes on the outside, and they ran a swing pass to the running back. Looked like clear field, but the linebacker for Hamilton closed quickly. 2 yards is all he was getting. Very good tackle. Very good tackle. Open field tackle.
Yeah, he had a lot of motion there. The running back didn't have much room to go into the linebacker there, so good play.
Second and 8 for the Raiders now. Quick's going to keep it on the near side across the 40, up to the 43-yard line. Scampers Bailey Quick. He has enough yardage for a Raider first down, but there's a penalty flag back right about the 34-yard line.
That looks like it's in the spot of going to be either holding or maybe even a clip on the offensive line, and it is holding against Good Hope.
A good scamper from Bailey Quick negated by a holding call for the Raiders, and if they mark it from the flag, that's going to back them all the way up to the 24-yard line.
Not good news at all for the Raiders after that big quarterback scamper there. A good pickup there for Bailey Quick. Maybe he can do something again later, but that just got to hurt.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tommy.
With the penalty, that'll bring up second down and about 17 for the Raiders now. The ball will rest on their own 24-yard line. Bailey Quick will have receivers split to either side. Backs on either side of him, one right behind him. Fakes it to Dixon and hands it right up the middle to Matt Hancock. Hancock still running, powering to the 31-yard line. Is Matt Hancock finally ridden down by a host of Aggies. Leading the charge is big Caden Cooper, 5'9", 220.
They ran a little cross-action play. They run the fullback up the middle. He faked it to the fullback, then did a complete 180, gave it to the other running back going the opposite way. Good pickup. Good pickup on the play for the Raiders.
And that brings the first quarter to a close. No score between Good Hope and Hamilton. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School. Tommy Warhurst, Brother Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert here for Friday Night Live between the Good Hope Raiders and the Hamilton Aggies. Second quarter just about set to get underway. No score between the Raiders and the Aggies. It's third and 11 for Good Hope now from their own 31-yard line. Two receivers to either side for Bailey Quick. He wants to throw, fires to the near side, intended for Mason Moniz, but good coverage on the near sideline this time from Alex Reed. Could have been pass interference, possibly.
Maybe a pass interference. He ran about a 12-yard stop. The ball was high, but he went up and the defensive back both went up for the ball, so I don't know if that's incidental contact, but no flag was called, so no pass interference.
You know, I thought it was very close. It happened right in front of me. I thought it was very close play, but I'm glad they're not going to call that one, as I know it sounds weird, but I don't think it was pass interference, but very close.
So on fourth down and 11 now, Dixon back in punt formation for the Raiders. And back to receive is Stewart for the Aggies. This one's going to hit at the 45, take a Raider bounce backwards to about the 47-yard line. And it'll finally be downed there by the Raiders. Mason Moniz puts a hand on it right about the 47-yard line.
Good punt. Just didn't take a favorable bounce for Good Hope. And it looked like Cole Reed was back in the ball game. So I guess the injury to Hamilton's quarterback, I guess he's back playing like he was on that punt coverage. Actually, the ball almost bounced and hit him right there. That's why you're trying to tell everybody to get out of the way so it don't hit anybody. And they'll start right there from the 48.
So it'll be first and 10 Aggies now from their own 48-yard line. They'll work right to left here in the second quarter as you listen. Jackson remains in at quarterback. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side. He wants to throw to the right side. He has it complete out there in the flat to Reed. A good pickup there of about 6 yards.
Just the Good Hope Raider cornerback was playing about 8 yards, giving him about an 8 or 9 yard cushion. He just raised up, threw it straight out there to him, and about 6 or 7 yards on the play. Good gain on first down. Good Hope's going to have to close that gap down on the wide receivers if they're going to stand up and throw it straight to him.
They'll give him 7 yards. It's second down and 3 now. From the Raider 45-yard line, handoff straight up the middle to Tristan Stewart. Stewart gets across the 45 down to about the 44 before he is ridden down by a couple of Raiders leading the charge, number 44, Matt Dixon.
Dixon's having a great ball game so far. He read the read, the guard blocked down, he filled the hole, and about a 1-2 yard gain's all he got right there. So we'll see if he keeps filling the holes up, because he's playing a heck of a game so far.
Third down and 2 for the Aggies from the Raider 44-yard line. Jackson fires on the far sideline, complete for the first down, and scampering down to about the 40-yard line is Tyler Holcomb. They'll actually give him credit across the 40 down to the Raider 38-yard line.
Same play they ran a few plays ago. Stood straight up, threw it straight out to the wide receiver, and Good Hope's cornerback was about 8 or 9 yards off. He couldn't come up and make the tackle before he got enough for the first down.
So it's first and 10 Aggies now from the Raider 37-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Jackson on a handoff, trying to turn the near side, is his running back, Tristan Stewart. Stewart wrapped up and hit hard right about the line of scrimmage. Not much doing there.
Matt Dixon once again for the Good Hope Raiders scraped off the edge and made the running back spin and go back to the inside, and that's where he had help from.
Not much doing on that play. It'll be second down and 10 for the Aggies now from the Raider 39-yard line. Two receivers split to either side. One back is Stewart beside Jackson, the quarterback, from the shotgun now. Low snap. He scoops it up. Hands it to Stewart running straight up the middle, and he gets across the 35, deeper into Raider territory about the 33-yard line. Stop made again by Dixon and also Matt Schwager in on the stop for the Raiders.
Have another penalty on the play. Referees are talking. They'll give us the call in a little while, but they're getting together to see what the call is going to be. Both teams have moved the ball, but it seems like both teams have incurred some penalties that's put them behind the chains, and they're not able to advance further down the field.
Any idea on the penalty from your vantage point, Dylan?
I don't have really an answer, as I've really kind of been fiddling with this radio. I'm not hearing you guys as well, but got you guys now, and I didn't quite catch what's going on. They're still talking it over. I think they're going to pick it up here, and they're going to go forward this, so it's on the defense.
They're marking off a penalty against Good Hope. And now, just now giving the signal, it's a face mask call, 5 yards against the Raiders. So that'll be enough to give the Aggies a first down. It'll be first and 10 for Hamilton. The ball resting on the Raider 28-yard line. Still no score between Hamilton and Good Hope. 9 minutes left to play in the first half here from Sargent Stadium in Hamilton. Two receivers to either side for Jackson, who step into the role when the starting quarterback Reed was injured. Jackson wants to throw, fires down the middle of the field. He's got a receiver open in the end zone for a touchdown. That is Cole Reed, who started out the game. Daniel is the quarterback. They moved him to receiver and brought Jackson in to quarterback.
And they just hit him on a straight fly route. He ran straight down the field. The quarterback took two steps after he received the snap, threw it up. He had the defensive back beat and hit him in stride in the end zone. Beautiful pass, beautiful play. And it's good to see Reed back in the ball game.
Cole Reed can really play both sides. He's, again, listed as a wide receiver as well as quarterback. Started out, but they handed the job to Jackson, and he still gets it done on offense.
Marco Martinez on to attempt the extra point for the Aggies, and this is good. So our first score of the ball game comes with 8:50 left in the first half. Your score, Hamilton 7, Good Hope nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School in Hamilton, Alabama. Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Diemert with all the action here on Friday Night Live. 7-0 as Hamilton just scored to go up on the Good Hope Raiders. 8 minutes, 50 seconds left here in the first half. Salio kicks off for Hamilton. It's picked up by Matt Hancock at the 2. Dances back to the 5, and he's in trouble. He's not going to get past the 10-yard line. Little too much hesitation that time from Hancock.
Yeah, I think him and Dixon were debating on who should get the ball. Dixon went ahead and left it for Hancock, and then he couldn't corral it, picked it up about the 2, and by the time he turned around, there was a wall of Aggies. He didn't make too many people miss on that one. Wasn't much he could do there.
So the Raiders now have to start deep in their own territory. They spot him down right about the 10-yard line. So 90 yards to go if the Raiders want to score and come back after the Hamilton touchdown. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Dixon takes the handoff across the 15, 17. He's got a good 7-yard gain for the Raiders.
Two receivers to either side. Hand off straight to Dixon. Nothing fancy about that. Just right up the middle. He had some good blocking, and Dixon found a hole. And that's a good pickup on first down. 6 yards on first down. I'll take that every time, Tommy.
Very easy there as Dixon, the fullback, really can – he can really get moving. He can get moving out down there on the offense. And
big hole, 25, 30, 35, and finally knocked down right about the 36-yard line. Again is the junior, Matt Dixon, a big gain all the way out to the Raider 35-yard line.
Good Hope might have found something there. They run that play 2 times in a row. This time Dixon breaks it up the middle past the linebackers, gets into the secondary, made a couple of guys miss. He was one guy away from taking that one all the way.
So first and 10 for the Raiders now from their own 35-yard line, working left to right here as you listen in the second quarter. Bailey Quick takes a snap from Spiegel and hands it off to Dixon again, and Dixon's going to be stopped right about the line of scrimmage. Not much doing that time as Alex Reed was all over it for the Aggies.
Good play by Alex Reed. He read the same play they ran. They ran it to the opposite side this time, and Reed went straight through the line like nobody's business and got a hold to Dixon and drug him down.
Third time is not really the charm here.
That's right.
So it'll be second down and 10. No gain for the Raiders. The ball resting on their own 35-yard line. They work left to right. One receiver to either side. A wing comes to the near side. One back beside Bailey Quick from the shotgun. That's Dixon. Quick wants to keep this one on a quarterback keeper. He gets across the line of scrimmage and out to maybe the 36.5. Maybe they'll say the 37-yard line.
Nothing doing on that play. The Aggies stood firm. Linebacker scraped to the outside. No room for the quarterback to run. Good play by the Aggies. Brings up a big third down.
Dillon will have a great vantage point for this play if they get a first down. Dillon Diemert standing right about the 45-yard line. That's where the first down marker is. It's third down at 8 for the Raiders now. Receivers split to either side. Now they'll send Trips to the near side as they work left to right. Trips to the near side, one to the far side. Quick from the shotgun. Watch the throw. The pocket breaks down and collapses. And he's going to be sacked back at the 30-yard line. Good pressure from Hamilton, led that time by big number 75, Kyle Knight.
Kyle Knight and Matthew Jones, number 71, both come through the line. And Good Hope's quarterback had nowhere to run, nowhere to escape, and couldn't even get rid of the ball. Great pressure on him right there. Big sack by the Aggies.
Yeah, the quarterback, the pocket collapses there on the quarterback. Didn't have much room to do anything there. Ends up getting wrapped up, and now the momentum here on the sideline just went to negative very quickly. That could have been a very good play for the Raiders.
Mid-quarter heat timeout, 5:48 left to play in the first half. Hamilton leads Good Hope 7-0. We mentioned in the pregame, the Raiders are 0-5 against Hamilton all time. They're allowing 44 points a game to Hamilton, but so far in this game, Daniel, the defense has stood tall for the Raiders.
The defense has stood up. They've only allowed 7 points, and Hamilton shot themselves in the foot a couple of times on a couple of drives, but we've also seen that from Good Hope. They'll move the ball, get a couple of first downs, and then a negative play or a penalty puts them behind the chains, and they're not able to overcome it.
Glad you're with us on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. We're proud to be Coleman's independent radio. And if you want to be a part of our Friday Night Live broadcast, it's simple. Send an email to studio@live95coleman.com. We'll let you know how you can be a part of Friday Night Live each and every Friday night. On fourth down, Dixon's going to punt. And Reed is back to receive for the Aggies. He'll take it at his 40, 45. Scampers across midfield and out of bounds at the Raider 47-yard line.
It looks like Reed's come back from that injury we thought he had. He returned that punt. Looked like everything was good. I do see that he has a knee brace on now. So maybe he tweaked his knee a little bit. They fitted him with a brace, and it looks to be fine because he showed off some speed on that return.
Yeah, I did notice that about Cole Reed with the brace on. Still playing very good football, both as a returner, even as quarterback, and as wide receiver, and even on defense.
Reed started the game as a starting quarterback. He's a senior, but he's been replaced by Jathan Jackson, who works from the shotgun now. He throws on the far sideline, complete to his receiver, Conley Ellis, and Ellis gets down to near the Raider 41-yard line. Just simple pitch and catch.
Pitch and catch. The outside receiver goes down, takes the cornerback, blocks him. The inside receiver turns around, catches it from the quarterback, and he scampers up the sidelines. Good Hope's going to have to bring a safety down closer for that play, or they're going to have to put somebody else over there.
Second down at 5 for the Aggies now. From the Raider, 42-yard line. Fumble snap. Jackson falls on it, though, back about the 46-yard line.
Good job for the quarterback to be there to fall on it, as that was a fumbled snap right off the gate, as the ball must be slick from the field, as it is a little bit damp out here, I've noticed. It is just a little bit slick out here.
So the play loses. It'll go back to the 46-yard line. It'll be third down and 8 for the Aggies now. From the Raider 46-yard line, two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Aggies working right to left. Jackson wants to throw, tried to set up a screen pass, and the Raiders are not going to have any of that. Good pressure in the backfield. 15 was back there. That's Isaiah Green, and it also looked like 59 again, Dillon McDonald, putting pressure on him.
McDonald realized when the offensive lineman lets you run through with no resistance, that usually means screen, and he stopped dead in his tracks, found the quarterback, and made the sack.
So on fourth down at 8, the Aggies drop back in punt formation. That'll be Tyler Holcomb. And back to receive for the Raiders will stand Preston Bagwell. Bagwell at his own 20-yard line. This one almost blocked by the Raiders. And Bagwell lets this one hit and go out of bounds. It'll be somewhere near the, well, I thought they were going to say the 20. They're going to mark it out of bounds at the 15-yard line. So the Raiders, again, have 85 yards to go to pay dirt. Their last drive started on their own 10. This drive will start. Now they're going to mark it at the 20. It looks like he went back to the 15, and they came back up to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, that outside official goes to the sidelines and then holds his hand, walks back up the sideline to the back judge, tells him where the ball crossed out of bounds, and that's where he stopped, at the 20-yard line.
So the Raiders will have it first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, working left to right here in the second quarter. They trail Hamilton 0-7, 3:17 left in the first half. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side for Bailey Quick. He'll send one receiver in motion this way and give it to him. That's Hancock. Hancock turns the corner, jumps across the 30 and out to the 33-yard line. He's got a Raider first down.
Very fast move by Hancock there to get open, hit the corner, and get the first down as he was just breaking loose. I thought he could have kept going for six.
Speed sweep. They brought him in motion, took the snap, and handed it to him and outflanked everybody.
Tayton Land on the stop for the Aggies. He stopped what might have been a Raider touchdown. First and 10 Raiders from their own 31-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far. Quick now sends Hancock in motion to the far side. Quick wants to keep it. He's in trouble, and he's only going to scamper back to the line of scrimmage. It looked like he wanted to try to dance around the near sideline, Daniel, but not much doing there as the Aggies and Hogan Gann closed it up quick.
It looked like they were going to run the same play going the opposite way, but they faked it to Hancock that time, and there was no room. No room for him to run. Three Aggies were waiting on him as soon as he pulled the fake back in.
Second down and 9 for the Raiders now from their own 32-yard line. Bailey Quick hands it off to Dixon. Dixon's got a hole, 40, 45, running to the midfield, across Aggie territory to the 40, and runs over an Aggie at the 41-yard line. He lowered the wood to Cole Reed.
What a play. He hit the corner. He was running down the sidelines, and you would have thought, okay, he's going to step out of bounds. No, sir. He turned, laid his shoulder into, and actually gained about 4 more yards after contact right there. Tough runner. Tough runner. Dixon is a good ball player, both sides of the ball.
The biggest explosive play of the night for the Raiders has it first and 10 now from the Aggie 37-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Double backs beside Bailey Quick. And officials timeout. Looks like the Aggies want to talk about that one. Dylan, you were right down there for that one. What a powerful run from Matt Dixon.
What we had going on, that was just crazy here on the sideline as the Good Hope crowd just absolutely pumped here after that big play by Dixon. You know, I thought this was going to be a home run ball here for Dixon and just stepped out really shy, had kind of forced out. But the momentum here on the sideline is just crazy right now. And if you're Good Hope, you got to be pumped up as you guys are starting to, they're starting to get the engine going, playing on all four cylinders.
Well, the Raiders realize they have got to answer the Hamilton touchdown. With the history of this series being beat 5 times, allowing 44 points to the Aggies, the Aggies scored on their last drive. Good Hope has 2 minutes left in the first half to answer that touchdown, and then they'll get the ball back to start the second half. So they want to get a score here, go into halftime, and come back out with some momentum.
That's what you always want to try to do, especially in a football game. If you're getting the second half kickoff, if you can score going in and then receive the ball coming out with another chance to score, that's a big momentum swing.
First and 10 from the 37-yard line. Quick gets the shotgun snap from Spiegel. Hands it off to Dixon. Dixon barrels his way down to the 34-yard line.
Well, that was a little bit of a difference in the back. That was actually Colton Bagwell at running back there taking over the top, as I haven't seen him have any carries tonight. And there's his first carry of the night, and he goes pretty good.
So it's second down and 6 for the Raiders now. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Dixon, the lone back, beside Quick. Quick from the shotgun. Wants to throw. Gets good protection. And everybody's covered up. He just has to dump this one right about at the feet of Matt Dixon.
Tried to set up a screen. Nobody bit. The screen was covered. And instead of taking a sack or anything else that could have happened, he just threw it at the feet of Dixon. And they'll start over again.
Smarter play there just to throw it away rather than have it intercepted, fumbled, or just go nowhere for this Raider offense.
Third down and 6 now from the Aggie 33-yard line. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Bailey Quick from the shotgun. Fires down the near sideline intended for Matt Hancock. He was run out of bounds on the near sideline by Ryan Swimsher.
There's a penalty flag on the play. The referee just come down and threw the flag. I believe he's going to say that Hancock was pushed out of bounds. That'll be pass interference, but we'll wait and see. To me, that looks like exactly what happened. But we'll wait and get the call from the officials.
Hancock was about 3 yards out of bounds. If he was pushed, Quick had a quick pass in the air. So if the ball's in the air and you touch the receiver, it's going to be pass interference. And that's what the official is now signaling. So it's going to be pass interference against the Aggies. So that's going to give the Raiders a first down, Dylan.
Big play here as he was just pushed out. You know, he just could not stay in. Pass interference really going to benefit this team as they are starting to get up on the red zone, and they can smell the end zone from here.
First and 10 Raiders now. The ball is on the Aggie 23-yard line. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Quick from the shotgun. He's going to run a keeper, gets across the line of scrimmage, but not much doing there. He's met in the hole hard by Gunner Seahorn.
Seahorn broke through the line. Looked like nobody blocked him. I don't know if they were going to read that player and then run the pitch, but nobody blocked him, and he grabbed a hold of the quarterback and didn't let go.
So second and 10, no gain for the Raiders now. From the Aggie 23, the snap goes through Quick's hands. He's in trouble. Now he fires incomplete, just trying to throw that one away. Mason Moniz was the closest receiver. The snap tumbled on the ground, and Quick couldn't get a hand on it. It went back about 15 yards, and he did the smartest thing he could do and just dump it off.
Smart move by the quarterback there to just dump it and get rid of it rather than have it fumbled, picked up, and ran all the way and have Hamilton with 14 points going into halftime.
So now we're third down and 10 for the Raiders from the Aggie 24-yard line. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Dixon the lone back beside Quick. Quick on the option, has a hole across the line of scrimmage, across the 20, dances across the 15. Oh, and he's tripped up right about the 15-yard line by Ryan Swimsher.
They were going to run the option to the wide side of the field, and Dixon saw a hole. He cut back, and he almost broke that one guy from breaking that for probably a touchdown. I know the first down, but probably a touchdown.
It's hard to see it from your vantage point down there, Dylan, or probably from the quarterback side, but from up here, the pitch on the option was wide open for six.
I thought so, too. I thought it was wide open. I thought he had everything going there for him to be a touchdown and hopefully tie this one up before the half, but they'll get another shot at it here, it looks like. Maybe. They might go for it on fourth. 29 seconds on the board. It's your decision.
29 seconds left in the first half. Hamilton leads Good Hope. 7-0 is what has been a hard-fought defensive battle. The Raiders have had a couple of big plays. This is by far their best drive of the evening. This one started at their own 15-yard line. The possession before started from their own 10, kind of fizzled out at midfield. This is the Raiders' deepest penetration into Aggie territory. It's fourth down and four from the 17-yard line. 29 seconds left in the first half. What does Coach Scott and the Raiders have up their sleeve on fourth down? One receiver to either side. Maley Quick will operate from the shotgun with running backs flanking him on either side and one running back behind him. And now Hamilton wants to see the formation, and they want to take a timeout and talk about what they see from the Raiders. We'll take timeout with them. 29 seconds left in the first half. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Right now at Sargent Stadium on Friday Night Live, the Good Hope Raiders have fourth down and four from the Aggies' 17-yard line. They trail the Aggies 0-7. 29 seconds left in the first half. The Raiders desperately trying to answer an Aggie touchdown. Fourth and four. Receivers to either side for the Raiders. Running backs flanking Bailey Quick, the quarterback. He fakes it to Dixon. He wants to throw, fires across the middle. Incomplete, intended for Mason Moniz, and there's a penalty flag in the end zone as he had an Aggie all over his back.
At one-on-one coverage, he ran a deep post. He was wide open. The ball was there, and pass interference on the Aggies.
Hogan Gann was basically riding Moniz in the end zone, and he's flagged for the pass interference.
Very obvious call there. Very obvious that he was all over Moniz there. And this will just set up Good Hope in the best field position tonight.
But you know, as a former high school and college player, Daniel, if you're wide open as a DB, you're taught, go for the pass interference and play another down.
That's what they teach you. If you're beat and it looks like a touchdown, tackle him, take the 15-yard penalty, and you'll play on another down. So he did the smart thing because he was beat on that play.
First and goal from the 6-yard line for the Raiders now. And the officials take a timeout. Actually, the Aggies want to take another timeout. It'll be first and goal, they're going to say, from the 7-yard line. The Raiders desperately trying to answer this Aggie touchdown. We've got 20 seconds left in the ball game. Listen to the Raider crowd.
No.
Wasn't a timeout?
I don't think it was a timeout. The head referee was talking to one of the players. I believe it was an equipment, something with his equipment. So they got that straightened out. And now it looks like they're back ready to resume play.
Okay, they had originally signaled timeout for the Aggies. But nonetheless, now we're ready to get back to play. First and goal from the 7-yard line for the Raiders now. 21 seconds, 20.9 left in the first half. Bailey Quick talks to his offensive line. He has trips to his far side, one receiver to the near side. Dixon, the lone back behind him in the pistol formation. Quick from the shotgun now. Wants to run the option. He's going to keep it to the 2 and leans forward and stretches the football out to right about. Actually, that's not going to be the 2. It's going to be the 5-yard line. My apology. Their goal lines are marked with red, a dark crimson stripe for the goal line, and I'm seeing a white stripe. Thought that was the goal line.
They ran the option play to the wide side and Quick cut it back to the inside when, again, like you said a while ago, Tommy, I believe the pitch was open. They had one receiver to that side and one defensive back, and he had him blocked. If he would have pitched it, he could have walked in the end zone, but he must have saw something and tried to cut it back inside.
It looks like they're going to talk it over a little bit down here. As, again, looking at the scoreboard right now, 14.7 seconds to go in this first half. You're in the best field position you've been in all night. 2nd and 6. This is going to be huge for Good Hope.
The Raiders have got to put this ball in the end zone. 5 losses to Hamilton. You get the ball back to start the second half. You need something positive to end this half on.
No doubt about it, and I think that's what the Good Hope Raiders are going to do right here.
Both teams are out of timeout, so we'll go for the next 14.7 seconds. We'll be playing ball. No more timeouts on either side.
2nd down and goal from the 6-yard line for the Raiders, working left to right. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Bailey Quick wants to throw. He's got good protection. He throws in the end zone, and this one is incomplete. Intended again for Mason Moniz. And we've got another penalty flag in the backfield that is in the area of holding, and that's the indication from the official.
Another holding call. That'll back them up to probably, looks like it's going to be about the 16-yard line. That's 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And foul was on them at the 22-yard line with 8 seconds left. And not much you can do here. I would say 2 shots to the end zone. You have to throw the ball to stop the clock. You can't catch one in the middle because you don't have any more timeouts. So 2 deep routes to the end zone is what I would call if I was a coach.
2nd down and goal from the 22-yard line. The Raiders have trips to the near side, 1 to the far side. They work left to right. Quick from the shotgun, has protection, throws incomplete over the outstretched hands of Matt Dixon down about the 17-yard line.
Matt Dixon, the running back, come out of the backfield and ran him about an 8-yard out, and he tried to hit him through it well over his head. Wasn't even close. He jumped up, couldn't even touch the ball. So maybe Quick was just trying to get that ball out of bounds and live for another play because he threw it well over his head.
So this will be the final play of the first half. It's third down and goal for the Raiders. The ball resting on the Aggie 22-yard line. Good Hope trails Hamilton 0-7. Trying to answer an Aggie touchdown. Two receivers to either side. One back standing to Bailey Quick's left. Quick gets the snap from Spiegel. Pressured out of the pocket, rolls to the left side, fires for the end zone. He's got a receiver open. Does he make the catch? He does! Touchdown, Matt Hancock.
Beautiful throwing catch. Quick roll to the left. It looked like he couldn't find anybody. And Hancock was going down the sidelines, occupied by one defensive back. He had a step on him, and he threw it to the corner pylon, which is what they teach you to do as a quarterback on a fade route. You throw it, so if your guy doesn't catch it, nobody does. And Hancock made a beautiful catch, kept his feet inbounds, and that's a touchdown for the Good Hope Raiders. Beautiful play on the last play of the half.
That is just textbook right there. A good play by Good Hope. Crazy as we're all looking for the extra point here. They're going to talk about something here.
You talk about being down to your last 2 or 3 seconds, your last down. Your quarterback drops back. Your offensive line does their job. Kudos to the big guys up front. Dawson Spiegel, Peyton Hill, Jackson Hancock, Trevor Pace, and Tucker Putman. They freed Bailey Quick up to find his man Hancock in the end zone. And just like you said, he laid it back to that back pylon.
And if you look now at the end zone on the corner, that pylon is laying on the ground because he put the ball where you were supposed to throw it on a fade route. Just like I said, put it to the back pylon. Your guy catches it or nobody does. He made the catch, kept his feet in bounds. And like you said, he had to have time from the offensive line. They gave him enough time to survey the field. And Aggies were in a prevent defense. They had four guys standing on about the 5-yard line. But Hancock was able to get around the far side corner, and a beautiful pass and a beautiful catch ends up in 6 points for the Raiders.
You know, Tommy, like you just said, you know, you got to give credit to the offensive line there. Just like Sam Bradford in Monday Night Football, Vikings Saints, you know, he said the same thing. If you could give the game ball to the offensive line, he would.
Oh.
The Raiders attempt a 2-point conversion, and it is no good. They lined up in the old swinging gate extra point formation, snapped it straight back to Preston Bagwell, and Bagwell tried a 2-point attempt, and don't know if that's, you know, it was there, but you just kick it and tie it up in my book.
That's what I think you do. You kick it and tie it up, but they might have that play called where when the quarterback gets up there, if the defense gives him a certain look, it's an automatic play call. That looked like what the case was. They only had two defensive linemen around the center. And he was there with the kicker, who was the lead blocker. And I think, Tommy, he would have got in if he wouldn't have tripped up. I think he tripped over the 3-yard line, and it kind of got him. Sometimes the turf monster jumps up and gets you, but he fell just a little short.
So the 2-point attempt is no good. The first half comes to an end. After one half of play, your score, Hamilton 7 and Good Hope 6. Back, and we'll go down to the field for the sounds of the Good Hope High School Marching Band. When we come back, this is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School. Friday Night Live, Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemert. It is halftime, and the Hamilton Aggies lead the Good Hope Raiders by a score of 7-6 on what has been a dandy first half of football, a big defensive battle, kind of not really what we expected. We kind of expected an offensive explosion for both sides, but it has been the defenses that have stood tall tonight so far here in the first half. Coleman's Live 95 is proud to be your independent radio station. We kind of do things that some folks don't do. One thing we pride ourselves in is being able to take you down to the field. For those of you who can't make it to the ball game, we know you want to hear the game itself, but we know that there's moms and dads and aunts and uncles and cousins and folks back home who also want to be able to hear the sounds of the Good Hope Raider High School Marching Band. So now we take you down to the field for the sounds of the Good Hope High School Raider Marching Band.
Coleman's Live 95.5. Coleman's Independent Radio giving you the sounds of the Good Hope Raider Marching Band. Hey, it's halftime here in Hamilton as the Hamilton Aggies lead the Good Hope Raiders by one. Their score 7-6. And now here comes the Hamilton Aggie Marching Band.
Listening to the sounds of the Hamilton High School Marching Band. We are at halftime between the Hamilton Aggies and the Good Hope Raiders here from Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School here in Hamilton, Alabama. Glad you're with us. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Deamer on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman, and other games going on around the county. Daniel, we got some close games as well.
Yeah, it looks like Vinemont is leading Hansville at halftime 14-12. Also at halftime, West Point is up on Springville 13-0. And Holly Pond 8, Susan Moore 6 at the half. Looks like a close game, kind of like the one we got here. All halftime scores from around the county.
It is 7-6 here. Hamilton leading Good Hope in a key 4A Region 6 battle here from Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School. We'll try to get a chat with Coach Alan Scott when we come back and have the second half for you. This is Friday Night Live, and this is Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School for Friday Night Live. Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Demert as we bring you the action between Good Hope and Hamilton and what has been a tight defensive battle so far in the first half.
Both teams were able to score. Good Hope scored on the very last play of the first half, and this looks like it's going to be a good ball game coming down to the end. Right now it's 7-6, and both teams have moved the ball a little bit. Both teams have been hurt by some offensive penalties that's backed them up. But Good Hope got things going towards the end of the half, and like we said in the first half, they scored at the end of the first half, and now they'll receive the opening kickoff with another chance to put some points on the board and maybe beat these Hamilton Aggies.
The Raiders come into tonight's game only giving up 17.5 points per game. They've given up 7 so far here in the first half. Likewise, on the opposite side, Hamilton comes in giving up only 22 points a game. Dylan is on the sideline with Coach Alan Scott for the Raiders.
Well, Coach, I'm here with Coach Alan Scott of the Raiders. You know, going into halftime, you needed to tie the game up, and you guys didn't quite get there, 1 point short. We got a lot of momentum going there. What do you guys say?
Well, we've just got to wake up right now. I think we came out very flat tonight. We were kind of going through the motions there at first half. I appreciate our guys' effort to come back and score there at the end. We get the ball first here in the second half. We just got to make things happen.
Thanks, Coach.
I think Coach Scott hit it on the head, Dylan. That's kind of the thing we heard from some Good Hope fans as we went to the concession stand. They felt like their team came out flat in the first half. And I think the coach said that as well.
Yeah, Tommy, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what he said. He said this team has come out flat and he's got to wake up here. And I think that's what Good Hope needs to do is wake up. 1 point difference between them and Hamilton. So history not on their side, but they are going to turn the page on this one, hopefully tonight.
Coming into tonight, the Aggies had averaged 44 points in all 5 wins against Good Hope, but so far the Raiders have held them to 7. And when the Raiders hold appointment, when the Raiders hold opponents to 10 points or less, they're 37-0. We're set to begin the second half now. Dixon and Hancock back to receive for the Raiders. This will be Hancock from the 10, dances to the 15, 20, scampers to the 25, and across the 25 out to the 26-yard line is Matt Hancock.
Good coverage by the Aggies. They tried to set up a middle wedge, and they had a couple of guys, what we used to call wedge busters, who just went full speed into the wedge, knocking a couple of guys down, and they were able to corral him at about the 27-yard line.
So Bailey Quick brings his Raiders back onto the field after leading them 85 yards into the end zone to end the first half. They'll have it first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. He'll have receivers split to either side. Quick will be in the shotgun with receivers flanking him on either side and one running back behind him. He fakes it to Dixon and hands it off going the opposite direction through a big running hole there. That's Matt Hancock, and Hancock's got a Raider first down all the way out to the 38-yard line.
That's the cross-buck action, what we used to call it. You fake it to the first back, does a complete 180, hands it to the second back going the opposite way, the two backs on either side of him going opposite directions, which nobody knows on the defense who's going to have the ball until they see him cross the cross the line of scrimmage, and he was able to carry that one for about 10 yards.
One of the big advantages of running a triple option offense is there's so many different weapons. On first and 10, this time it's Dixon, and Dixon's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Not much doing that time as he stopped right at the line of scrimmage by that's not Isaiah Green, that's Hogan Gann. So 11:15 left to play in the third quarter. Just underway third quarter. It's 7-6.
Tommy, Jay Fuller jumping in here again for a second. Thinking about the first half, did you guys from college football?
Very well could have.
They all could have watched football on Saturday for all I know.
Dixon straight up the middle to about the 43-yard line that time, taking a straight handoff from quarterback Bailey Quick.
Good old playing what I like to call smart ball here, as they've really not really gone for many bombastic plays here so far, as they've kind of picked up yards as they went, just ran the ball. So Let's see where they go here.
Third and five for the Raiders now from their own 42-yard line. Hand off to Hancock. Hancock's got a first down. Big hold across midfield. Dragging Aggies with him all the way down to the 44-yard line is big Matt Hancock. 6 foot, 185. The whole wide.
Looks like they found something in that cross-buck action. Like I said, the two backs on either side of the quarterback cross right in front of him. He fakes to both of them. So he fakes to one, does a 180, and hands to the other one, and nobody knows who's got the ball that time. Another big game. Brings a first down for the Good Hope Raiders.
It took about six Aggies there to get him down, it looked like.
First and 10 Raiders now from the Aggie 44. Dixon this time, big hole, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Dragging Aggies with him to the 15, 10, 5. Dixon running over an Aggie all the way down to the 3-yard line.
Dixon busted through the middle, got into the secondary, didn't shy away from any contact, went into the free safety, pushed him to the ground with his right hand, took on the cornerback on the left side, spun from him, and they were barely able to drag him down at the 4. Great run by Dixon. He's been an all-star tonight.
My apologies, guys, as I was just right there when the Good Hope crowd came over to celebrate with Dixon after, you know, it took a lot of effort. He finally got 6 points there.
First and goal. Dixon gets the handoff. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders.
Feed it to the man that got you there. Dixon made the around and handed it to him. No stopping him on that play. He broke through about three tackles at the 2-yard line and then stood straight up and went into the end zone.
And now after failing the two-point attempt in the first half, the Raiders will likely go for a two-point attempt here. 9:28 left in the third quarter. Good Hope has just taken the lead 12-7. They line up for a two-point attempt.
I think you got to go right back to Dixon right here. He got you here. He got the six. And from 2 yards away, I believe that's what I would do.
Trips to the far side. One receiver to the near side as the Raiders work right to left. Quick. Rolls out to his right. Now he's going to throw back left. Wide open, and it's intercepted and then knocked out of the hands. He had a wide open receiver in the left end of the end zone. That's Preston Bagwell, but the pass was picked off by John Tucker, and then he was really hammered by Matt Hancock, and the ball popped out of his hands.
They tried to set up action, everything rolling to the right side. The one receiver on the left side went to the corner of the end zone, and that might be something we heard from one of the Good Hope coaches, that the quarterback for Good Hope, Quick, a couple of weeks ago took a bad hit into the rib section, and his ribs have been sore, and he's not been throwing the ball as they say that he can. That might have been the case there, as he had a receiver open in the corner, but the ball didn't quite get there, so maybe that come into effect. But nonetheless, Good Hope takes the lead 12-7.
And Dylan, now I bet you got a different atmosphere down there on the sideline now.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right, Tommy, as it is just livid down here with this Good Hope crowd. The Good Hope crowd right behind me, the cheerleaders right next to me as well. I'm right here on the sideline with the football players, and they were just excited to see that touchdown run there. Not too excited about the two-point conversion and near interception there, but this team got their wake-up call. They're getting their coffee ready.
Cameron Twilley kicks it away for the Raiders. It's a short kick taken at the 30-yard line by Matthew Gann. And Gann scampers out to right about the 44-yard line. So the Aggies are going to have good field position now. First and 10 from their own 44. And for the first time tonight, and probably for the first times in this series, they trail the Raiders.
Hudson levered on the tackle on the kickoff. It was a kind of a squib kick. The Aggies fielded it. And number 4 for Good Hope Raiders, Hudson Leverett, got down and made the tackle. Good coverage. But they start off on their own 45-yard line.
Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side for the Aggies now. One back beside Jackson. He'll get the handoff. That is Stewart. And Stewart's hit by a wall of Raiders right about the line of scrimmage. But he does push forward to right about the 47.
Nothing doing there. They went straight up the middle, and he hit a wall as soon as he got the ball. I think the offensive line pushed him for a couple of yards, but Good Hope stood tall on that play.
So it'll be second down and 7 for the Aggies. Give them 3 on that carry from Stewart.
Two receivers split to either side. Stewart, the lone back, standing beside Jathan Jackson, who's in the shotgun. Jackson wants to throw, fires to the near side. It's complete to Tyler Holcomb. Holcomb gets into Raider territory and down to the 44-yard line before he's ridden down by Preston Bagwell.
Too much cushion right there by the Good Hope Raiders. He was off about 12 yards off the line of scrimmage on the receiver. He ran about 3 yards, put his foot in the ground, ran a slant, and the quarterback hit him with the ball, and that's good for 11 or 12 yards on the play. Good play when they're playing that far off. Receiver makes one cut. He's wide open.
First and 10 Aggies from the Raider 44. They're trying to answer the Raider touchdown. Pitch to Stewart. Stewart turns the corner, gets to the 41, and he's knocked down there by, looks like, Cody Dye on the stop for the Raiders.
Good play by Dye. He did what you're supposed to do on the option. He made the quarterback pitch the ball, and then he also took the pitch man. That's what they used to tell us. You got quarterback and pitch. So you make the quarterback pitch, and then you use your angles to stop the running back. That's exactly what he did.
So it's second down and 8 for the Aggies now from the Raider 41-yard line. Trips to the near side. Low snap for Jackson, but he picks it up, hands it to Stewart. Stewart gets down to right about the 36-yard line before he's stopped by Matt Dixon.
Matt Dixon with another stop. He's playing a heck of a ball game for the Good Hope Raiders. Low snap, messed up the timing, but Stewart was able to keep his feet and go forward for about 6 yards. So third and about 2. Be a good stop for the Raiders right here.
Third down and 2 for the Aggies now from the Good Hope 36-yard line. They'll send trips to the near side as they work left to right. One receiver to the far side. Stewart, the running back beside Jackson, standing to his left. Jackson's going to keep it himself. Penalty flag in the backfield as Jackson turns the corner and gets across the 30 down to maybe the 29-yard line. But we'll wait, Dylan. There's a penalty flag back at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, I saw that fly out. So this will probably change the play here as looks like the Aggies are coming back.
That flag was thrown by the line judge, and most of the time that's going to be either offensive illegal procedure or offsides on the defense, and that's what the call was, offsides on the Raiders. So the result of the play will be a first down, and Aggies have first and 10 from the 25-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Aggies now. They'll move the football down to the 26-yard line. So a costly penalty for the Raiders. Trips to the far side. One receiver to the near side. Now for the Aggies. Jackson from the shotgun. Gives it to Stewart. Stewart gets a block across the line of scrimmage and more. 20 breaks away from one tackle and gets down to the 19-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds there by Matt Dixon.
That was a good sweep to the wide side of the field. They had all their receivers on the far side, had one on this side. All he had to do was block the cornerback, and the free safety for Good Hope had to run that play down from the middle of the field. Good job from keeping him from breaking that one for a long run.
So it's second down and 4. They'll put the football down at the 20-yard line. Aggies trail the Raiders. Raiders with a 12-7 lead here with 6 minutes, 26 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Stewart takes the handoff, and he's ridden down in the backfield. Good tackle behind the line of scrimmage that time from Matt Swagger.
Good play by Swagger, the outside linebacker. He walked out on the receiver for a minute. Then they shifted coverage, brought the safety down, and Swagger moved back to the inside. And when he did, the ball came right to him, and he made a tackle. Actually lost maybe a yard.
Swagger there just absolutely shut the door on the Aggie offense there. Third and 4, they'll go for it again here.
Third and 4 for the Aggies now. Two receivers to either side. Stewart, the lone back beside Jackson from the shotgun. Delayed handoff to Stewart. Stewart gets to the 20, and not much more there. He's only going to get about a yard, and the Raiders shut him down, leading the charge that time for Good Hope. Again, number 19, Matt Swagger.
Matt Swagger again read the play from his outside linebacker position, shot the gap, grabbed the hold of Stewart, did not let him get any more yards. Good Hope makes a stand. Great play on the defense.
And the Raider crowd on their feet as we come to the mid-third quarter heat timeout. 5:38 left in the third quarter. It's 12-7 Good Hope,
And Dylan, these Raiders, if they were asleep in the first half, Coach Scott woke them up at halftime.
Yeah, you're right. Coach Scott did come out saying that, you know, this team needed to wake up. Well, I think they've got their wake-up call. Breakfast is on the table. It's time for them to take a hold of it and take a hold of this game. They lead 12-7 here, 5:38 to play in the third. Good Hope really just starting to go here, and everything's starting to go. They got their coffee going. They got everything metaphorical. I'm thinking about breakfast right now. But Good Hope thinking about turning the page on history here.
As we mentioned several times and in the pregame, the Raiders and the Aggies have met five times. The Raiders are yet to come away with a W, so they are hungry tonight. And they've got a five-point lead here at Sargent Stadium in Hamilton. Fourth down and four from the 20-yard line. The Aggies are going to go for it. Two receivers to either side. Stewart beside Jackson. Jackson from the shotgun. He's got time to throw. Fires across the middle. Wide open, standing in the end zone with nobody within 10 yards of him is Conley Ellis, and he's got an Aggie first down.
They ran a combination route with the two outside receivers. The furthest receiver ran a 10-yard in. The inside receiver ran a post. The safety jumped the end, and that's why there was nobody within 10 yards of him. The quarterback read that perfect. You read the safety. If he comes up, you throw the deep route. If he drops back, you throw the short route. And he made a perfect read, and the Aggies put six on the board.
Marco Martinez on to attempt the extra point. High snap, but he gets it down. The kick is up, and this kick is good. So with 5:26 left to play, the Aggies have answered. It is 14-12 Hamilton. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able
Welcome
to see?
Welcome back to Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton
Dr.
High School. The Aggies have answered a Raider touchdown with a touchdown of their own. 14-12 is our score. Hamilton back on top with 5:26 left to play in the third quarter. Marco Martinez. Actually, they'll send Jamie Sala in to kick off this time for the Aggies. Back to receive for the Raiders is Matt Dillon, and he's flanked by Matt Hancock. This will go to Dillon from the 11. Back to the 15, 20, 25, 30, and out to the 32-yard line is Matt Dixon.
Dixon took that ball on the run. He caught it at about the 10, and he never checked up, ran through a couple of tackles. He's been playing a ball game tonight, and he showed it right there, all kinds of effort from Dixon.
5:17 left in the third quarter. It's 14-12 Aggies. The Raiders scored on their last two possessions. We'll see what they have and if they can answer the Aggie touchdown now. Bailey Quick will bring them to the line as they work right to left. Receiver split to either side. He'll hand it off straight up the middle to Dixon again. Dixon tripped up, bobbles the football about the 37-yard line, but he falls back on it.
I believe they were going to say he was down anyway. He did recover the ball, but he hit the ground, knocked the ball loose. They ran that straight play. They've been setting up the cross buck with both backs going crossways from the quarterback. He fakes it to both sides. That time they handed it to Dixon right up the middle, and it's a good game.
Yeah, it looked like he went right up the top, ended up flopping there. Got control of the ball. They said he was down.
Second down and four for the Raiders now. Dixon again, and he squirms his way out to maybe the 38-yard line. Just tried to squirt right through the middle of the line, and 28 for Hamilton was sitting there waiting on him. That's Alex Reed.
Yeah, that's same play. They ran the play before, but like I said, I think they're setting up the cross-action play when the back split sides. We'll see what they do here on third and four.
From the 39-yard line, receiver split to either side. Quick. From the shotgun, he's going to run the option to the near side, pitches it to Hancock. Hancock turns the corner. He's got a Raider first down out to the 44-yard line.
That's exactly what they did. They faked it to Dixon up the middle. Quick runs the option. Reads the last man, makes him take him. He pitches the ball, and Hancock with the speed gets to the outside and gets out of bounds about a yard past the first down marker.
And Dylan, Matt Hancock really lowered the boom on Nathan Holloway, and Holloway's down on the sideline.
Yeah, we got a down Aggie right here as they're tending to him right now. Holloway, I believe you said, was the player down for the Aggies, and we'll see what's going on here.
Yeah, Hancock had a head of steam when he had the ball, and Holloway met him on the sidelines. It was a collision, that's for sure. Let's hope Holloway's okay, maybe just a little. Got a little, seeing some stars, I guess, as they used to say. But he's sitting up, and he's to his feet now, and looks like he's going to be all right.
Yeah, as he's going to walk back to the Aggie sideline. Yeah, there it's number eight, Holloway there. Is looks like he's good. Shaking up with Dixon there.
That's a great show of sportsmanship right there. Hancock come over to Holloway as he was walking off the field, had his helmet off, shook his hand, slapped each other on the back. That's great sportsmanship. It's all about sportsmanship in this game. You want to win, but you want to play hard as you can, and that's a great show of sportsmanship. Hey, nice tackle, nice hit. I'm glad you're okay.
First and 10 for the Raiders now for their own 44-yard line. Quick gets the shotgun snap from Spiegel. Hands it off running right up the middle again to Hancock, and not much doing that time. Hancock met right in the hole by Matt Jones.
Matt Jones took the man that was blocking him and threw him to the side and was waiting on Hancock when he got the ball. Great play by Jones.
Second down, we'll call it 9 for the Raiders now. The ball resting on the Raider 45-yard line. 14-12 Hamilton with 3 minutes 20 seconds left to play in the third quarter. The Raiders working right to left as you listen. Slot to the near side. They'll send Hancock in motion to the far side. The snap is bobbled by Quick, and Quick's going to be sacked back at the 36-yard line. Right there, the man who's all over the field tonight for the Aggies, Alex Reed.
Yeah, they brought Hancock in the quick motion again. Looks like they were going to run the speed sweep. But Quick couldn't handle the snap, and he did the smart thing, just fall on the ball. Don't try to pick it up and run, give them any more. Don't lose the ball, give them the football. Just fall on the ball and lift to play another down.
So smart now
play
it's
by the quarterback.
Third down and 15 for the Raiders now. They'll send Trips to the far side, one receiver to the near side. One back beside Bailey Quick. Quick's in trouble. Wanted to set up a screen. There's nobody open. Quick's got a scramble, and he can't break away from the grasp of Gunner Seahorn.
Tried to set up the screen to the running back Bagwell. There were too many Aggies in the backfield. He didn't have anywhere to run. Couldn't get an open lane to try to throw the screen, so they take the sack. It'll be fourth down.
So on fourth down, Matt Dixon drops back in punt formation for the Raiders, and back to receive for the Aggies will be Cole Reed. Reed standing at his own 25-yard line. Dixon should put a boot to this one right about the 27. Good snap. Dixon gets it away. A high wobbly kick. It's going to hit at the 40. And then it's going to roll down. Jumped over by Reed. And going to be down right about the 35-yard line.
Wobbly kick. I don't know what Reed was doing. He wasn't going to field the punt, but he ran over there towards it, and he was very close to that ball hitting his foot and it becoming a Good Hope Raiders ball again, but he jumped over it at the last second. That's when you tell him, hey, just get away from it. Just get away from it.
So, Dylan, they're right down there in your neck of the woods again. You're right on the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I'm right here. They are right here setting up right here on the 35. Aggies got another shot at this one. Another drive, 1:38 to play here. Tommy, take it away.
Two receivers to either side. Jackson still the quarterback from the shotgun. He wants to throw from his own 35. Has a receiver straight down the middle of the field looking for Reed. Reed covered well that time by Will Dickerson, and he had help on the outside out there from Preston Bagwell as well.
Great coverage by Good Hope. They ran a straight post route, and he had a step on the cornerback, but the free safety did not let anybody get deeper than him, and he had coverage on him. The ball falls short. Great coverage by the Raiders.
1 minute, 30 seconds left to play in the third quarter.
Hamilton leads the Raiders 14-12, 4A Region 6 action here on Live 95. Glad you're with us. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side for Hamilton. Jackson from the shotgun fakes it to Stewart. He's going to keep it. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and falls forward. The man who's all over the field for the Raiders tonight on offense and defense, number 44, Matt Dixon.
Matt Dixon read the sneak by the quarterback, stepped in the hole, put the wood to him, and knocked him down. Matt Dixon, like you said, all over the field on both sides of the ball, and he's punter. So he does not come off the field.
Clock ticking now. 1 minute left in the third quarter, 14-12. Hamilton, two receivers to either side for the Aggies. Jackson from the shotgun, and they're going to get their slot man. He tried to get a head start. Kylie Ellis wanted to get a little bit of a jump.
Yeah, they teach you as a wide receiver, when you get on the line of scrimmage or off the ball, you look in at the ball. At camp, you don't go by anything the quarterback says or does. You watch the ball. That time he must have been a little excited. I bet the pass might have been coming his way, and he took a couple of steps before the ball was snapped. So that backs him up 5 yards.
Third down and 12 now for the Aggies. From the 32, two receivers to either side. Jackson from the shotgun wants to throw. Fires a little screen pass on the far sideline to Hagan Gann. And Gann gets up to maybe the 40-yard line. It's going to be about 5 yards short of a first down, but it's still a good pitch and catch.
That's a quick screen to the receiver. The receiver takes about 2 steps, comes to the inside, and the whole left side of the offensive line punches their man and goes out into the screen. Set up pretty good, but defended well by the Good Hope Raiders.
And with that play, the third quarter comes to a close. We are set for a dandy of a fourth quarter. After 3 quarters of play, your score, Hamilton 14, Good Hope 12. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Back at Sargent Stadium on fourth down and five. The Aggies are going to punt, and this one is a Raider punt all in all. Zero yards. Okay, they're going to give him two. 2 yards on the punt. It went high into the air, hit him at the 48-yard line, and then rolled positive for the Raiders. So a net two-yard punt for the Aggies sets up the Raiders in great field position, Dylan.
That's not a good play at all for the Aggies there, but for Good Hope, that you just gave them a Christmas present of a PlayStation 4, more or less, in a metaphorical sense. Maybe a brand new car, and they're going to drive this car to the end zone here.
First and 10 from the Aggie, 41-yard line. Raiders working left to right here in the fourth quarter. Receiver split to either side. Split backs beside Bailey Quick, the quarterback. He hands it off right up the middle to Matt Dixon, and Dixon's ridden down right about the line of scrimmage, that time by Alex Reed.
Alex Reed read that play beautiful. From the defensive end position, he crashed down on the tackle, shucked the block off, and hit Dixon right there in the backfield, and no yards gained on that play. Great play by Reed.
So second down now from the 41-yard line. Receiver split to either side. Bailey Quick from the shotgun. Running back standing on either side of him. Throws a screen pass out here to Hancock at the 40. Hancock breaks away, 35-30, 25-20, 15, dancing to the 10, 5, touchdown Raiders. But there's a penalty flag at the 12-yard line.
I think exactly what they're going to call on Kyle Carton is holding. He was the wide receiver. He ran his pass route after the screen pass was completed to Hancock. He was in a battle with the defensive back. It looks like they're going to call him for holding.
We've got an injured player here at about the 50-yard line, just a little bit to the right of midfield. It's number 28 for Hamilton.
That's Alex Reed. Their guy that's been all over the field tonight for the Aggies.
That's not good for this Aggie team, as Alex Reed really has been an impact player. Been all over the field, like you said, Tommy, and now he's down.
Looking at the lower part of his right leg, it looks like they may be trying to work out a cramp. It is a warm, humid night.
Yeah, it looks like a cramp. When you see the trainers grab the foot or the toe and start to press that back or press it down, that usually he's up on his feet now, looks to be walking off the field under his own power. Now he's jogging. So, yeah, I believe it was a cramp.
And that's what I'm going to think, too. You know, like you said, Tommy, it is a warm September night. The last two nights we've had football going on, it hasn't been as warm. So the weather really fluctuating this time around, as we're in the lower 70s here tonight in Hamilton. Last week at Fairview, I think we dipped down to the low 60s.
Still waiting on the official call on the penalty, but more than likely, as you said, Daniel, looks like this is probably going to end up being a holding call against the receiver for the Raiders.
Yes, that's what they called. The holding call was at the, looks like at the 11-yard line, so it would still end, the result of the play would be a first down. They'll penalize 10 yards from the 11, which puts the ball on the 21-yard line, but it's first down for the Good Hope Raiders.
So first and 10 Raiders. They hand it off straight up the middle to Matt Dixon. Dixon fights his way down to the 17-yard line.
Dixon ran over two Aggies on that play. Good run by Dixon. Number 71, Matthew Jones, and Hogan Gann hit him about the line of scrimmage, and both of them ended up on their back, and Dixon ended up with about a 5-yard gain.
So second down and 5 now from the 21-yard line. Billy Quick has receivers to either side. He's in the shotgun with backs on either side of him. He wants to give it to Dixon again, and Dixon has really nowhere to go on this one. He might have fallen forward for a couple of yards as he was ridden down that time by Alex Reed. Good to see Reed back in the ballgame.
Yeah, Reed come in and made a play. Dixon tried to go up the middle, nothing there. He tried to bounce it to the outside, and now he's down on one knee. Dixon might be winded. He's coming out of the ballgame now. Dixon running to the sideline. Let's hope he's okay, and looks like Swerger is going to replace him.
We'll see if Dillon can go check and see what may be up with Dixon, who's been a workhorse tonight for the Raiders. So it's third down and short, third and 4 from the 15-yard line. Bailey Quick hands it off straight up the middle this time, running over Aggies all the way down to the 6-yard line is Colton Bagwell.
Colton Bagwell got hit at the line of scrimmage. He ran completely over the defender for the Aggies and didn't stop. Kept moving his feet, pumping his knees, and he got the first down for the Raiders.
So it's first and goal for the Raiders now from the Aggies 7-yard line. Bailey Quick has receiver split to either side. From the shotgun, he has running backs on both sides of him. Gives it again, straight up the middle, running 4. The Raider touchdown is Colton Bagwell.
Bagwell steps in for Dixon, and he has carried the load for the last 15 yards. 2 runs, the second one resulting in 6 points for the Raiders. So not a bad backup running back when you can hand it to Bagwell. Bagwell checks in, 6 foot, 238 pounds, and he's just a freshman. Just a freshman.
Yeah, as I'm thinking, Dixon must have just been winded as he checked back in. Definitely been the impact player, but Bagwell not too far off of him as first touchdown of the night for him.
Twilley's extra point attempt is good, so the Raiders have retaken the lead with 9:05 left to play in the ballgame. Your score, Good Hope 19, Hamilton 14. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, The team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy...
Are you having trouble seeing your...
We've spent a lot of time...
You've thought about it.
Back at Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School, Tommy Warhurst, Daniel Warhurst, Dylan Diemert on the sideline for Friday Night Live. The Raiders from Good Hope have just taken a 19-14 lead over the Hamilton Aggies. And now Cameron Twilley set to kick off for the Raiders. Cole Reed back to receive, a squib kick. Going to be picked up at the 41-yard line by the Aggies. Number 33, Caleb Harris, fill on it right about the 41-yard line.
They kicked the end-over-end on-the-ground kick, and Harris did the smart thing, just corralled it and fell on it. I don't know why you wouldn't try to kick it a little deeper right there and then give the Aggies field position on their own 40-yard line, but that's where we'll start right here. The Aggies are down 5 points with 9 minutes and 5 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, do remember this is the Aggies' home field, but it feels like the Good Hope Raider home field. This crowd come more than an hour out here to support their Raiders. Definitely giving the home field advantage here.
First and 10 for the Aggies now. Jackson wants to throw, fires incomplete on the near sideline. Good coverage out there from Matt Swagger again for the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders, they've been doing that little, the receiver turns around, the quarterback throws it straight out to him, and like I've commented a couple of times, the defensive back for the Raiders has been 10, 11 yards off the ball and not been able to come up and make a play. That time he was about 4 yards off of him, and he was right in his face. The ball was over his head, so they've made the adjustment to the little quick screen the Aggies have been running.
Not a big crowd traveled from Good Hope, but those that are here are vocal, and the band has them on their feet. Second and 10 for the Aggies. Jackson rolls to his far side, wants to throw, fires complete to Tyler Holcomb, and then Holcomb is ridden out of bounds right about midfield. Good coverage on the far side of the field by the Raiders.
Good coverage, looked like they were in man-to-man. He ran about a 7 yard out. They hit him going out, and as soon as he caught the ball, he was tackled. Great play by the Good Hope Raiders. Bring up third and two.
Third down and two for the Aggies now. From the 49-yard line, 8 minutes, 20 seconds left to play in this one. Good Hope leads it 19-14. Two receivers to either side for the Aggies. Jackson from the shotgun with Stewart. He gives it to Stewart. Stewart's hit at the line of scrimmage. Fights forward. He's dragging Raiders with him all the way down to the 44-yard line. Isaiah Green had his paws wrapped around him, Daniel, but he drug him for about 6 yards.
And Stewart, coming in at 5'8", 145 pounds, showed some leg drive right there. Like you said, he was hit at the line of scrimmage, but he did not stop moving, and he drove for about 4 yards and the first down. Tommy, let me give you some scores real quick. In the third quarter, Hansville 20-14 over Vinemont, West Point 19-7 over Springville, and Holly Pond 16-6 over Susanmore.
Coach Bates and the Broncos continuing to roll, looking for another win on the season. First and 10 for the Aggies now. Pass complete in the flat. That's Hogan Gann, and Gann scoots all the way down to the 31-yard line. Two Raiders had a bead on him, and they ran into each other.
Yeah, it looks like he ran a quick slant. He caught the ball quick, and he cut back to the inside, and the linebacker and the free safety both converged but didn't seem to hit him and hit each other, and one of the defenders for the Raiders is jogging off the field. He might have got a little shook up on that play. That was a hard lick, but it was against each other.
That's Peyton Hill, who comes off a little bit shook up. Him and Matt Dixon ran into each other. Play resulted in Aggie first down. Now they're driving. First and 10 Aggies from the Good Hope 30-yard line. 7 minutes, 15 seconds left to play in this one. Good Hope leads it by 5, 19-14. Stewart on the handoff, big hole, 25-20, leaping down to the 17-yard line. Perhaps a touchdown-saving tackle that time from the Raiders and Matt Swagger.
Yeah, Stewart hit the hole running fast, made one cut, went between the two linebackers. It was into the secondary before the Good Hope even knew who had the ball.
So it's first and 10 Aggies now from the 17-yard line of Good Hope. Good Hope leading 19-14, 6.5 minutes left to play in this one. Stewart again, he's hammered at the line of scrimmage, tries to spin away and gets nowhere. Dylan McDonald, the first man to hit him, and he had help in there from Tucker Putman.
Dylan McDonald filled the gap when the hole opened up on the inside. He moved from his outside linebacker spot and hit him right in the hole, and he had a host of Raiders right behind him. Great play by Dylan McDonald.
Yes, McDonald's been one of the key impact players of this Good Hope Raider defense tonight. I don't look to see him stop at all.
Second down and 8 from the 15-yard line for the Aggies. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Jackson wants to throw, fires high in the air to the end zone. And it is complete to Alex Reed. Almost looked like Reed did a little push-off move, but the officials didn't call it. Jackson to Reed into the end zone for the Aggie touchdown.
Yeah, Reed was open in the back of the end zone, and as the ball was coming, it looked like the free safety was going to make a play on it, but he almost extended his arm, almost like a stiff arm, and kept him off of it. But no flag was called, so as a receiver, that's what we used to say. If they don't call a flag, there's no foul on the play.
Marco Martinez to attempt the extra point, and it is good. So with 5:56 left to play, the Aggies have reclaimed the lead. It's 21-19 Hamilton. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Sargent Stadium on the campus of Hamilton High School. Saya set the kickoff for the Aggies as they have reclaimed the lead, 21-19 over Good Hope with 5:56 left to play. A high kick taken by Hancock from the 5, back to the 10, finds his wedge at the 15, out to the 20, and barrels his way forward to right about the 26-yard line.
And that's what I was talking about. After Good Hope scored, they tried the little squib kick, gave the Aggies field position on the 40-yard line, but after the Aggies score, they kick it as deep as they can kick it, and now they have it on about the 25. So 15 yards difference in field position can make a big, big part of a game this close.
And Dylan, just like we saw at the end of the first half, the Aggies came down and scored. Good Hope had to go 85 yards to answer. They did in the closing seconds of the first half. And now we've got 5.5 minutes left to play in this one. Good Hope's down by 2, and they're 74 yards away from Pater.
You know, like we said about the first half, it was a defensive stalemate all the way up to the end when Good Hope got 1 point within. I think this one's going to be an offensive stalemate here as we're only down by 2. 5:48 to play. Everything is going in Good Hope's favor here, so all we got to do is take the keys and drive, out of here with a win tonight.
It would be Good Hope's first win over Hamilton in 6 tries. The Aggies are 5-0 against the Raiders, but this could be the night of the Raiders. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. Glad you're with us. Tommy Warhurst, brother Daniel Warhurst, and Dylan Deemer down on the sideline bringing you the action of Friday Night Live. Glad you're with us. Wherever you're listening tonight, glad you're part of Friday Night Live. In the fourth quarter, the Raiders are working left to right as you listen. High snap from Bailey Quick, but he hands it off to his man, Matt Dixon, and Dixon is running over Aggies all the way out to the 35-yard line.
Once again, like he's done all night, Dixon gets through the line of scrimmage. The first man that hits him is not going to bring him down. He took him on, pushed him to the ground. Two more guys hit him. He does not go to the ground, still turning his legs, still pumping his knees. Dixon's been a stud.
He gains 9 on that carry. Second down and 1. This time the handoff goes to Hancock trying to leap across the line of scrimmage, and he can't get out of the grasp of Alex Reed.
Alex Reed again making a big play for the Aggies. It's going to bring up third and one. He got the feet of Hancock and did not let go. Hancock tried to jump over him but couldn't get above the outstretched hands of Reed. Good play.
Here we go. Big third down for the Raiders. Third down and a short two from the 35-yard line. They'll work left to right. Receivers to either side. Dixon again, and Dixon squirts across the 35. They might put his knee down about the 34. Hard to tell from this vantage point. One official is marking it about the 35. Now they do mark the football down. Just a football's length across the 35-yard line. Another official across the way has his foot down about the 33-yard line. Now they're backing it up, much to the dismay of the crowd. We had two officials that spotted him at the 35, and the official all the way across from the Hamilton sideline came in and spotted him down at the 33-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know. He must have had a vantage point where he saw his knee hit. He looked like he kind of jumped a little bit.
Well, you know, the crowd doesn't like that. The sideline doesn't like it, but they're pumped up. They want to see this Raider team turn the page here.
On fourth down, Dixon gets the handoff. He's got a Raider first down and more. 45, midfield, 45, 40, running away. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Matt Dixon.
Well, they've been riding him all night. He's been coming up with big plays on both sides of the ball. They hand it to him. He breaks two tackles, gets into the secondary, and makes one man miss, and he's off to the races. Great run by Dixon.
Well, it's just crazy down here with this Good Hope crowd as Dixon on a big run puts Good Hope in charge of this one with only 3:35 to play. I had to move out of the way to prevent myself from getting trampled by this Raider bench here as it's just wild here in Hamilton.
The Raiders line up for a two-point attempt. This one is going to be a pass. The two-point conversion is good. Bailey Quick to Matt Hancock. The Raiders have the lead, 27-21, with 3:35 left to play.
They line up for the two-point attempt. Dixon, of course, in the backfield, who just ran the 60-plus yard touchdown, and they use him as a decoy. The quarterback takes the snap. He puts the ball in the belly of Dixon and then pulls it out, and Hancock is all by himself in the corner of the end zone, nobody around him. The Aggies tried to go in and stop Dixon because he's been hurting them all night. Beautiful play call by the Good Hope Raiders. Wide open for the two-point conversion. That puts it in a six-point lead, 27-21 for the Raiders.
History in the making, Dylan, if the Raider defense can hang on.
If the Raiders can hang on tonight, 1-5 all time against Hamilton. If not, Hamilton goes 6-0 all time against the Raiders. But it's all Good Hope, all Raiders. Let's see what they got. 3:35 to play here. History could happen tonight here at Sargent Stadium.
Cameron Twilley set to kick off for the Raiders. The fans hollering at the sideline. Kick it deep. Kick it deep. Don't squib it. But he's lining up for what appears to be another squib kick. We'll see what actually happens. And he does. It's a high pooch kick. And the Aggies get it at their 40-yard line and return it back out to the 44-yard line. Just got to say, I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either. Last time you give them a short field, they drove down and scored a touchdown. Now you take the lead with 3 minutes left in the ball game, and you kick it 10 yards. I don't understand the philosophy behind that. I'm kicking it as far as I can kick it, and I'm covering.
And I agree with the both of you. Sorry to interrupt you there, Tommy. Yeah, I agree with the both of you there. That's something you don't want to do. You want to put them back as deep as you can and hopefully gas them out for a three and out and then get the ball back, and it's your ball game. But they wanted to go with that play. I don't know what they wanted to think there. But
if you can't kick it deep or kick it in the end zone, kick it out of bounds. It goes to the 35-yard line. That's better than having the ball at the 44. So now this Raider defense has really got to tighten up. 3:35 left to play, 27-21, Good Hope. The Aggies from their own 45 now. Jackson wants to throw, rolls to his right, fires complete. It's complete into Good Hope territory at the 44-yard line.
Yep, they ran another combination route with both receivers. One goes deep, one stops short, and the quarterback made the correct read and hit him for the gain. Looks like it's going to be a first down.
You see so many teams from the college level all the way down to high school now that have an opportunity to kick the ball deep, but they like to just kick it high for 10 or 15 yards and have the other team take the ball at the 40 or 45-yard line. And personally, I just disagree.
I don't understand the philosophy. You would think you would want a team to have to drive the length of the field to score on you. And if you get them at the 20-yard line, they have to go 80 yards. If you give it to them on their own 45, they only have to go half the field and less than that to be in field goal range. So we got an injured Aggie down on the field.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't catch the number there as he's being tended to by the medical staff right now. He looks like he's getting up now. He's going to walk this one off of the sidelines. He's getting up.
Number 12, Conley Ellis. He was a wide receiver on that side of the ball. I don't think he was the man that made the catch, but he was peeling back to maybe get a block for the wide receiver, and he walked off under his own power, so maybe he's okay.
3:24 left to play. Good Hope leads Hamilton 27-21. The Aggies mounting a drive. First and 10 from the Raider 45-yard line. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Jackson from the shotgun. He wants to throw. Nice pressure. Tries to get out of the pocket. And he cannot escape Colton Bagwell's grasp right about the 44.
Colton Bagwell grabbed a hold of him about the line of scrimmage and brought him down. Good play by Bagwell.
They'll give him 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8 for the Aggies. Clock ticking. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left to play in this one. Good Hope leads it 27-21. The Raiders in search of their first win ever against the Hamilton Aggies. Two receivers split to either side for the Aggies. Jackson from the shotgun. Low snap. Fires out on the near flat to Reed. Reed trips over the yard line marker at the 40, and he falls down at the 41-yard line.
Looked like Reed had some running room. They ran a quick screen right to the receiver. He was cutting to the outside, and once again, the Turf Monster had a big play tonight. Jumped up and got him.
That's 2 tackles for the Turf Monster tonight here at Sargent Stadium. Third down, 8 yards to go for the Aggies from the Raider, 41-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Jackson from the shotgun. Stewart, the lone back, standing beside him. Jackson takes a snap, fires quickly out on the far sideline to Tyler Holcomb, and Holcomb's hit right about the 35-yard line. He's going to be really close to a first down. Dylan, you got a good vantage point on that one.
I'm really thinking they're going to give this first down. I think that's what they're going to do, to give this first down to the Aggies here, as he had just gotten past the 35-yard line.
So on first down, Jackson wants to throw, fires. He's got a wide-open receiver at the 5-yard line, catches it and goes into the end zone. Hogan Gann was wide open at the 5. And so now the Aggies have taken the lead with a minute 31 seconds to play in this one.
That had to be a busted coverage. You had two receivers to either side, and Hogan was running wide open by himself down the middle of the field. Jackson didn't have to read anybody on that play. He just let the ball loose.
And again, possibly the product of them starting their drive at the 45-yard line versus their own 20 or 25. Martinez for the extra point. Snap is good. Kick is up. And the kick is good as well. So with a minute 31 seconds to play, the Aggies have a 1-point lead over the Good Hope Raiders. It is 28-27. We told you it was going to be a dandy in the second half, and Dylan, it has been a dandy.
Yeah, it has been nothing short of what we sold it here tonight. As 1-point advantage for the home team, the Aggies, like you said, it's going to be an offensive battle just like it was defense in the first half. The story here in the second half is offense and offense. Good Hope only down by 1 point. They've got a minute 31. That's plenty of time to get down the field. Let's see what they do.
Saya set to kick off for the Aggies. Back to receive for the Raiders will be Matt Dixon and Matt Hancock. They'll stand side by side right about the 10-yard line. Saya gets it away. He's going to kick it deep. taken by Hancock at the 10, 15, 20. Hancock out to the 25, 27-yard line, and then pushed backwards to the 25. They'll give him forward progress to right about the 26.
And once again, just like we were commenting on, Aggies score a touchdown. They kick it deep. So now the Raiders will start at about the 26-yard line. And when the Raiders scored, they kicked it short, gave the Aggies the ball at their own 45. So that's a big difference in field position, which plays a big part in a game this close. And there's only a minute and 24 seconds left.
So first and 10 for the Raiders now. They trail by one. It's 28-27. The failed two-point attempt in the first half. Now the difference in the ball game.
That's the difference, Tommy.
Bailey Quick going to run the option to the near side. Quick's going to keep it. 30, 35. Run out of bounds at about the 37-yard line.
Quarterback keeper to the right side. He got two good blocks from his wide receiver, one from the running back, Dixon. And he got the first down and got out of bounds to stop the clock.
First and 10 for the Raiders. Ball on the Raider 37-yard line. Clock stop. 1 minute, 16 seconds left to play. Quick from the shotgun. Rolls to the far side. Fires. Complete. Out to the 47-yard line. Great pitch and catch. Squeezing the football out there is Preston Bagwell.
I think he's going to come up just about a foot shy of the first down marker, but nonetheless, the referee stopped the clock. They're going to have to look at it. That gives Good Hope time to call a play, get lined up. Exactly what they need. If you don't get the first down, you need the clock to stop. He didn't get out of bounds, but it's close enough for an official timeout, and it looks like they're going to do a measurement.
He was really trying to eyeball that, and I thought, you know, he needs to bring the chains across the field. As tight as this ball game is, Dylan, they need to measure this one.
You know, there is a laundry list of things you need to do if you're the Good Hope Raiders here. One of those things you could easily say is get in the field goal range and get out of this one easy. They've got a minute four here, and, you know, they're debating this first down right now. If they get this first down, that's a whole new breath of life here in this offense. If they don't get it, they'll try again and maybe go for some more. I think it was a second down or maybe a third down. I didn't catch that as I was moving positions on the field here, as I've got to move to get a better vantage point as they're out there measuring now. And the Good Hope crowd really wanted to be for Good Hope, and
it looks like from my vantage point, Dylan, they're going to be about 18 inches short, about a football and a half.
Yeah, I'm having to say they're going to be short here, too, as I was looking at it, and they're going to say, yeah, like you said, about a foot and a half short.
So it'll be second down and a football and a half to go for a Raider first down. They spot the football at the 47-yard line. You hear the Raider crowd on their feet chanting Raiders. Second down and short for Good Hope. Two receivers to either side. The running back in the backfield beside Bailey Quick is the beast Colton Bagwell. Bailey Quick wants to throw. Rolls to the near side. Fires. He's got a completion on the near sideline. That's Kyle Coffin. Coffin's into Aggie territory at the 35-yard line.
Great read by Quick. Coffin ran a quick out. They only needed, like we said, a foot and a half for the first down. He ran a quick out. He got the ball to him quick. And Carlton broke a tackle, scampered up the sidelines, and got out of bounds to stop the clock at about the 35-yard line.
Dylan, we've got a great vantage point up here, but I think you may have the best seat in the house right there on the sideline.
You're right, Tommy. I did. As I saw the player come right out, we thought maybe it would be an injury on number 15 for Hamilton, but he's okay, got back up. I think he's still in this game, and I think they're going to whistle this one dead. But you can see the Good Hope crowd here is just on their feet, ready to go.
The Aggies want to take a timeout. We've got 51 seconds left to play in this one. The Aggies trying to hang on to a 28-27 lead.
And I got some scores from around the county, Tommy. Right now in the fourth quarter, Hansville leads Vinemont 20-14. West Point 35, Springville 7, also in the fourth quarter. And the Holly Pond Broncos are up on the Susan Moore Bulldogs 30-12 in the fourth quarter.
The Broncos and Coach Bates continuing to roll. They've only dropped one game on the season, so hats off to Coach Bates and his gang out at Holly Pond. We've got a dandy here. We've got 51.8 seconds left to play. It is 28-27, Hamilton leading Good Hope. The Raiders are mounting their drive, trying to end a five-year drought. Not actually 5 years, over 5 years, but a five-game drought to the Hamilton Aggies.
First, and I'm sorry, Thomas. I don't know if they need to score a touchdown right here, because maybe the reason they've been going for two all night, maybe they don't have a steady field goal kicker. Maybe that might be why they've been going for two all night, but we'll see.
First and 10 for the Raiders from the Aggie, 35-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Bagwell, the lone back beside Quick. Quick fires, looking in the end zone. It is incomplete, in and out of the hands of Kyle Carlton. Carlton was run out of bounds right about the 15-yard line. He would have been ineligible unless he was forced out of bounds by the defensive back.
I think he was forced out of bounds. That's why we see no official threw his hat down. Most of the time, if a player runs his hat down, signifying out by himself, he was forced out. He came back in bounds, established himself, just couldn't come down with the ball. But a good throw by Quick.
Second down and 10. For the Raiders now, from the Aggie 35, 43 seconds left to play. The Raiders trail by one. Quick wants to throw from the shotgun. Now he's pressured. He's got to run. Gets across the 30, and he steps out of bounds quickly right about the 28-yard line.
Looked like he had some receivers down the field. He tried to take a look, and then decided, hey, I need to get the ball out of bounds, and let's play another down. Good smart decision by the quarterback, Quick.
Yeah, I thought that was very smart there by Quick to get out of bounds and just savor this one. 35 seconds. You got third and three here. You got receivers. Let's see what they go with.
From the 29-yard line, trips to the far side for Bailey Quick, one receiver to the near side. Quick is going to keep it right up the middle, and he's knocked down right about the line of scrimmage. Again, wanting to run the option. He had his pitch man, Matt Dixon, out in the left, and Quick turns it up inside, and he's knocked down right about the 29-yard line.
I don't know if he saw a hole, but it looked to me the two receivers had run off the two defenders on the wide side of the field, and if he could have pitched it to Dixon, I know he would have had the first down, maybe even a touchdown, but Quick must have saw something and tried to cut it up on the inside, and he tackled.
So now, here we are. If you were not with us at the end of the first half, the Raiders were down by one. Fourth down, 4 yards to go with 4 seconds left. They threw a deep pass to Hancock in the back left corner of the end zone to our right. The pylon is still lying down back there where Hancock caught the pass. Now we find ourselves 29 seconds left to play in this game. The Raiders down by 1 point, fourth down and four. Is there more magic in Coach Scott's hat on the sideline?
And I would think right here, you can get the first down with just 4 yards. You don't have to go for the end zone, but you have to get the first down right here or the ball turns over to the Aggies. So we'll see what play they call.
Fourth down and four for the Raiders. Two receivers to either side. Bailey Quick from the shotgun. He's got Colton Bagwell beside him, and the receiver on the far side jumped well before the ball was set to be snapped for the Raiders. That'll make them have to work 5 more yards.
Well, that is just unwelcome news for the Raiders there, as they thought they had momentum going for them and then get sent back an extra 5 yards. So it'll be a 4th and 9 situation here. Got to wonder what Coach Scott has in plan.
Kind of think you need a quick out route to either side. Near sideline, a quick out or a quick out to the far side. Here we go, 4th and 9 from the 35-yard line. And the Aggies want to take a timeout.
Kind of like the first half, towards the end of the first half, each team had a couple of timeouts, and they both used them in consecutive times just to see what the offense is lined up in. Then they line back up. Then the offense called a timeout to see what the defense had lined up in, and they go right back.
Well, you know, just like you said earlier, maybe that Good Hope is going this because maybe they do not have a steady kicker. I'm not too sure about that. They may or may not, as they're kind of putting the reliance in the quarterback here so far, but they got the ball on the 34-yard line. I think that's enough for field goal range. Let's see what they got going on.
Cameron Twilley, the place kicker for the Raiders, he's hoping they get in field goal position. He's holding his ball in his right hand. He's got his tee in his left hand. He wants a shot at a field goal to make history for the Raiders. They got to get him a little bit closer, though. It's fourth down and 9, 29 seconds to play. The Aggies lead at 28-27. Trips to the near side for the Raiders. One receiver to the far side. Quick. Wants to throw. Fires. He's complete to the 20-yard line. Kyle Carlton has a Raider first down.
Beautiful pass. Carlton ran a slant route. He hit him on a three-step drop. The defensive back was all over him, but the ball was in the perfect position.
First and 10 for the Raiders now from the Aggie 20-yard line. 19 seconds and rolling. Quick, wants to throw, fires to the far side. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked at the 29-yard line.
Quick tried to roll to the left side. The defensive end crashed the party and was all over him in a second. He had nowhere to go. He tried to spin out and come back this way, but the defensive end grabbed a hold of him and brought him down. Good Hope's going to have to use a timeout right here.
12 and a half seconds left to play in this one. It's going to be second down and really almost the goal line, Daniel. They can get a first down, Dylan, all the way down at the 10, but with 12 and a half seconds, they're going to have to get really close to a first down or try to get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tommy. They're going to have to either go for this first down. They've got 12 seconds. They have a lot of options here. You know, I can feel it here. I'm not even a player. I'm just here on the sideline reporting, but I can feel it. I feel what the Good Hope Raiders must be feeling right now. Very anxious feeling down here, but very excited feeling if you're Good Hope.
Here we go. Second down and 18 for a first down, 28 yards for the end zone. 12 and a half seconds to play. Trips to the near side, one to the far side. There's a Raiders work left to right. Quick from the shotgun. Pump fakes down the far sideline. Now he fires across the middle. Incomplete over the head of Matt Dixon, who was wide open at the 10-yard line. It went over his head and almost picked off.
Yeah, they ran. I watched the top receiver. He ran a stop and go, but the defensive back did not bite on the stop. He stayed back. That was not open. Dixon come open across the middle, and Quick overshot him a little bit. And actually, Ryan Schmizer for Hamilton had the ball in his hands, could have sealed the game with an interception right there, but it got into his chest and bounced off. So Good Hope still with life with 4.9 seconds left in this ball game.
Very anxious feeling here. Very anxious feeling from the crowd, from the players. 4.9 seconds to go. 1 point down. What do you do here if you're Good Hope?
I kind of had to think you'd go back to what worked for you at the end of the first half. You look for Matt Hancock or look for somebody close to the goal line. Let Bailey Quick lay it up to him. That's what happened to end the first half. 4 seconds left. The Raiders were down by one. Bailey Quick hit Hancock in the back far side of the end zone for a touchdown. And here we are, third down and 18 from the 28-yard line. 4.9 seconds left to play for the Raiders. They trail the Aggies by one. Trips to the near side for Bailey Quick. Quick has good protection. He wants to throw. Fires into the end zone. It's caught. It's caught. Touchdown, Raiders. Touchdown, Raiders. Touchdown, Raiders. The Good Hope Raiders have scored as the ball game comes to an end. Bailey Quick hit Matt Hancock in the end zone. The Raiders have snapped a losing streak to the Hamilton Aggies, and they're going to walk out of here with a win.
Just like you said, Tommy, you said, hey, I would do what we did in the first half. Quick to Hancock in the end zone, and it works again. Hancock broke through the secondary, got to the back behind the free safety, and Quick put it on him. Touchdown, Raiders. Great ball game tonight. Great ball game.
History made here tonight at Sargent Stadium as the Good Hope Raiders will pick up their first win ever against Hamilton. And it is just crazy down here on the sideline as both the Good Hope fan base and the players just rush the field. You got to love that one. This is what Friday Night Live is all about.
I've got to tell you, in all the years of doing high school football, there's never been a finish like that one.
And it's a historic one, too, as it's just, it goes down in history for the first ever win for the Good Hope Raiders against Hamilton on their home field. You know, we talked about revenge in the pregame show. This is revenge. This is the sweet taste of revenge here for the Good Hope Raiders.
And Dylan, Coach Scott is probably going to corral his troops over there somewhere at midfield. I want you to go and be a part of that. Put your microphone right in the middle of that huddle so the folks back at home in Good Hope that couldn't make this trip can be right in the middle of what Coach Scott has got to say to his team.
And that's what I'll do. I'll join you guys out there as you guys can tune in right here and hear it for the fans all the way back at home.
Actually, both teams are going to gather in midfield, take a knee and have a prayer session, and then shortly after that, Coach Scott's going to get his troops together, and I want all you folks back home who couldn't make the trip to be a part of this special win for the Raiders.
As a wide receiver, I have to say, I love it when clutch situation comes down. You need a pass play. You actually need a touchdown at the end of the first half. Quick, throws it to the corner. Hancock's there with the catch. Touchdown. Puts the Raiders up, gives them momentum going in, and here with 4 seconds left at the end of the ball game, fourth down and 18 yards, what does he do? He goes to his main man, Hancock. That is clutch. Beautiful pass, beautiful catch, held on in the end zone, and brings Good Hope the victory here tonight in Hamilton. And what a sweet, sweet feeling for these Good Hope Raiders.
And Dylan is down in the middle of the celebration on the field with the Raiders. Coach Scott is on the 40-yard line. Straight to your left, Dylan. What a historic night for the Raiders. We want you to be a part of it back home. Thanks for listening.
Coach, history made tonight. You guys pick up your first win ever against Hamilton here at Sargent Stadium. And how does it feel? It's got to feel sweet.
That's unbelievable. God is so good. God is so good. You know, we challenged our guys at halftime. I felt like we'd come out flat. They played their tails off in the second half. Hamilton did the same. Nobody was going to quit in this game. It came down to the last play. Our guys made the play. I'm so proud of them. They're champions.
Good game tonight. You got Cordova next week. What's the plan then?
Hey, we're going to enjoy this one tonight and probably tomorrow a little bit until we start looking at Cordova. But, hey, we're going to go back to work and get ready to do the same thing next week.
That's what you got to do. Thanks, Coach.
Coach Alan Scott with Dylan Demon on the sideline. History made tonight for the Good Hope Raiders as they come away with their first ever win against the Hamilton Aggies, and they couldn't have done it in more dramatic fashion. We're glad you joined us for Friday Night Live tonight. If you missed part of the broadcast, maybe you want to hear the touchdown that happened in the first half, the same thing that won the ball game for the Raiders. This ball game will be re-aired tonight, and then you can also catch it anytime. Just go to www.live95coleman.com, click on Shows on Demand, go over there to Friday Night Live and select Good Hope and Hamilton, and you can relive this one for years to come. Folks, glad you're with us. For Dylan Demert, Brother Daniel Warhurst, Jay Fuller, Melissa Sylvie, thanks for all your technical support and help in allowing us to do what we enjoy doing. I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long, and thanks for listening to Friday Night Live. The Good Hope Raiders make history tonight and defeat Hamilton here at Sargent Stadium in Hamilton. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.